NerdErotic.com.
Welcome, travelers, to the fringes of reality, where the strange and mysterious meet, and the thin veil between fact and fiction is torn. Welcome to the Forbidden Frontier.
Greetings from the great state of Texas, Canada, Sweden. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. We cover all time zones, just like Art Bell used to say. Welcome to Forbidden Frontier, and we've got a little dilemma here. Our topic sucked.
not a whole lot this week.
Our topic just sucked. So we're going to talk about it a little bit, but not much.
A little bit of everything and nothing all at once.
Hey, we did get bombarded by 7 solar bursts over the weekend, so that was pretty 7. Cool.
That's why I was glowing 7. In the dark a little bit, you know.
We got a lot of auroras going around.
I hope you saw some auroras out there. I didn't, and I'm up in Sweden, and I figured, I'm really up here. I'm going to see a whole bunch. The sky's going to be all lit up. Nothing.
Dude, they were seeing it in like Scotland. Yeah.
It was everywhere.
Alabama. I know someone in Alabama got saw it. Yeah.
No, they were seeing it in Texas.
How?
I didn't see none of that.
Lame.
People saw it in Texas.
Did you see it, chat? Did you guys?
Oh, jelly.
Did anybody see it?
Yeah. No. Sound off if you saw it.
So jealous.
I don't know.
I wish I were you. I saw some pretty pictures of them, and I'm like, oh, lucky you.
I'm shocked you didn't see any either, X-Ray.
Yeah, how did you not see
them? Rain.
Alabama. I mean,
rain and
saw
clouds.
Some. Oh, clouds, yeah.
Also, I didn't go outside, so, you know, I was hoping the Aurora Borealis was going to come to me inside my house.
On Saturday, I woke up at like 5 o'clock and I looked out my window and I'm like, it's not here. There's no clouds now. What the heck?
Yep.
Great timing. Great timing.
Ben from Suspicious Observers, busy guy.
Yeah. Very busy this weekend.
Yeah.
Busy guy.
Good for him, though. Good for him.
Alex Jones.
His expertise is paying off dividends.
I enjoyed all his videos on the coverage, like, daily. Yeah. I didn't watch any of the live streams, unfortunately, because I did not think to check other places other than YouTube.
No, his dailies really pack all in. You know, they're 2 to 6 minutes long. You get all the information. You know, he shows the sunspots. He shows what the sun's doing. They're great videos.
He was doing spot on Twitter, just dropping little videos, like 3-minute videos going, hey, this just happened. Boom, boom, boom. These things were affected. Catch you back in an hour. And then he'd drop another one. And it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like weather reports. That's what they are.
He
doesn't get bogged down into like, I'm going to cite. Because a lot of times on YouTube, you spend time catching people up because you never know who the first people. He doesn't fucking worry about that at all.
Like,
just watch my older videos.
Do your homework.
Do your homework.
He loves telling people to do their homework.
Got to acknowledge a legend. UFO legend has died. Bruce Maccabee has passed away. So thank you for all your contributions. FBI, CIA, UFO connection, legacy of 1952, the year of the UFO. That's the one book I remember. He's been around forever. Been around forever. So rest in peace. We're losing him. That's why it's more important than ever that we need more people like Richard Dolan out there. He's trying to like keep it together because the whole Lou Elizondo government thing has put the biggest schism in ufology. Like it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. So I don't know how it gets held together at this point because it's really gotten political, like uber political. And that was the one thing that was sad about you. Like ufology, this was the part I get like a turn off the politics, and it really, you'd get the woo-woo crystal fucking people, and that's fine. But you would never get like partisan politics, because there was a general understanding that, well, if you're into the UFO field, then you don't trust the government at all for anything. Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, we have so many of these internal CIA connected whistleblowers. So you start going like, okay, well, why are we all of a sudden believing them lock stock? You know, it's like there's parts of it that I go, okay, yeah, these sound plausible, but it's nothing that we haven't heard for decades already. Why are you coming out now? You know, so I think, yeah, everything's getting political. It's annoying.
Everything's getting political and it's annoying as hell.
It's election season.
It's that year.
I could say that three more times. And
yeah. Right?
Couldn't be more annoying. True.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, Mike Barra knows all about that. He's out there. What's up, Mike Barra?
But Mike.
Just a question. Like, back in the 90s, 80s, they had none of this BS where people were infighting at all.
It was so on the fringe. I mean, yeah, there was some ego stuff, but it wasn't like it is now. It's nothing like it is now. Like,
I'd imagine it was like, was it different belief systems that were infighting, not certainly politically?
Like, it was inside. It was like normal human infighting, but it wasn't that bad. And honestly, if two people were speaking at a conference who didn't like each other, they just speak. But it was also like relegated to the shadows and the niches. Mm. So a lot of people were getting their UFO information from fucking X-Files, right?
Yeah.
Before the 90s. The 90s, you know, and X-Files just got it all from Art Bell. And what few documentaries there were out there. But there wasn't much. But every time they do a UFO special on, like, the History Channel back in the day, it would get crazy ratings. And that's why, you know, it led into
it's mainstream. You know, Ancient
Aliens. I'm pretty sure I watched, like, every one of those while I was a little kid. Like, my dad watched every single one and was like, History Channel's coming out with a new one. Let's watch it.
Oh, remember X-Files, Sightings?
Watching cool. All that. Sightings. Yeah, watching Sightings. That.
Yeah.
What was the show with Riker? Unexplainable or...
Oh, yeah.
It was made up.
Have you ever seen a ghost walking in the road? Well, I don't know. He's always there's like that meme where
he comes like, in and he has
there's like 100 different versions of never that happened. Same intro. Never happened.
It's a lie.
Did never happened. Lie.
That was a good show too. I like that.
Fact
show.
Or fiction.
That was good.
Fact or
Ripley's.
Fiction,
yeah. Ripley's. Yes. Believe it or not,
Ripley's was good. Unsolved Mysteries. You so know they get ones. Into it too.
Oh yeah, Unsolved Mysteries.
We used to have complete a real country. Fabrication.
You ever been to a Turkish prison?
No.
You ever see a grown man naked?
You like it when he rubs up and down against your legs?
No.
Come on. Airplane.
Classic.
Yes. Classic.
Classic movie.
Oh, we can play this later. All right. So I'm going up. Think Tank is a great follow on UFO Twitter. So he's got some good clips we can play when we have no topic. We're going to go over it briefly. But what didn't help is the last Skinwalker episode was really weak.
It's a little repetitive. Goodness. It's going over some stuff that we've already kind of gone over. I know people don't like the rockets, but they shot another rocket. Yeah. I like
the
rockets.
No, who doesn't
rocket.
Like the rockets?
The rockets
who
is fine.
Don't like the rockets.
I have
when
no
did I say that?
We talk trash every time we talk about it, like Skinwalker.
Adam's just a contrarian. He has to talk
I
trash.
I like the Rockets.
Go, I actually like
I
the
never,
Rockets.
Whoa. I never said I didn't like the Rockets, all right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
I didn't.
The Rockets are great.
Okay.
No, it's what happened the rest of the time because...
I want to shoot a rocket
the first
now.
Episode,
I love rockets.
The first episode, they left the big mysteries for the second episode. They're like, hey, there's some UAPs. There's a big hole in a tooth. There's a dead animal. We'll talk about it next episode. So they talked about it next episode. Pretty interesting stuff. We got some cool UAP stuff. There was the hole in the tooth. And then the next episode, they're still talking about the hole in the tooth.
It's like they ran out
really
of stuff.
Long time. And then the birds they found, they're still talking about the birds. Yeah. So the birds, what they figured out is it's really weird that they didn't decay. No idea why.
No bacteria.
The hole in the tooth.
That was the only thing I thought was like, that's kind of interesting. Like, why are they not decaying? And then the rest of it was like.
He pulled out a piece of the bird and he was like, hey, smell this. smell this. Like,
that's,
puts it under the guy's
like
nose.
Weird. He's
like,
you shouldn't be smelling like, your specimens.
So,
but it didn't. But it titillating. Didn't smell. That's the my whole favorite point. Guys, is it didn't smell at all. It should have been rotted.
Yeah.
Yes, it should have been. And that is weird.
I just thought that was pretty funny.
The head rotted.
So the hole in the tooth, rot. The guys think it's a bullet. I think they should have.
Hold on. It only started rotting after it got to his lab. And I thought that was weird.
That is weird.
That was the one thing I was like, okay, you know what? That's actually kind of weird.
The episode, they could have taken 5 minutes. So the structures of their old episodes were they would go out, shoot some rockets, get some data, and then they would go over the data at the end of the episode. Now they're doing their tests and they're doing the data like in a whole episode. And it's like,
yeah,
I would go back to your old format.
I didn't even notice that, but yeah, it's totally, they skip all of the data part.
Stretched out. You know what needed to be stretched out? Clarkson's farm. It was so fucking amazing. This season was fucking amazing, and it was too fucking short. They could have stretched that one out for.
Could you imagine if there was some paranormal activity happening at the same time on Clarkson's farm?
Clarkson's farm goes skinwalker.
Overlap. Wow,
yeah, that'd be great.
That would be amazing. Now, one thing I wish they did, and I don't know if they're going to do it in a future episode, is that they should take samples of the sample that they got from the bird and check to see what bacteria is in it. Or lack of, because obviously the head has some different bacteria than the body. So I don't understand the difference that it makes one decay and one not. Because I'm assuming they were off site with the body as well.
Yeah, he took the bird off site. Yeah. All
so
of it.
Like both pieces. To his veterinarian spot.
Yeah, that's very strange.
Was it the brain? The lack of the brain?
My favorite part was when they wade into the waters of the creek that they just now, season 5, decided to go into. And they see this wood that's clearly chewed by a beaver. And they're like, what is going on with this wood?
Wow, that's
a beaver. No, and then they go, what is this, a beaver dam?
There's the burnt part, and then there was the chewed part. So the burnt part was the part that was weird. But like the chewed altogether. Part was clearly a beaver. I didn't know they had beavers in Utah, but
I was like, that's a beaver. Like the beaver ate that. And then they walked down and like, what is this? A beaver dam? Yeah, it's a beaver dam.
So, but they also said Robert Bigelow never went to. So I don't believe that for a fucking second that Bigelow did not go to that river. And
why would he? He spent a lot of time there.
Or the river.
Yeah.
For one.
If you buy property, you'd think you'd check it out.
Especially if you're studying the area and weird anomalies are happening and you're investigating it, at some point you would be like, let's check the river. You're checking everything, right? Unless you're lazy.
No, if you're buying something
lazy.
Like this and you're having
I
government
think they try to concentrate on like where the weird stuff happens, and weird stuff doesn't happen by the river except for the dire wolf that disappeared with the Shermans.
True.
Yeah.
And they tried to bring that back because they did they go back to the bovine skeleton,
the dead carcass,
with the hole in it. They're trying to find out what the hole came from. Is it a tooth? So then the guy, I don't know, what is the guy? Is he some kind of like,
I think he's
bone
he's
expert
veterinarian.
Or something? So he takes the rib back to his lab and then tests a bunch of different teeth on it. So like a wolf tooth, a coyote tooth, and then a direwolf tooth, and then he tests all those, and they all not the direwolf tooth,
a bear tooth.
That's
a
right,
black
that's
bear.
What it was.
Right,
they all break,
all
they
shattered.
All shatter, and then
he put him in a drill press. He didn't turn the drill press on, but he like put it in to like replicate like the downward force
pressure.
And he said they didn't do it that hard, but each of these just shattered. But they were saying,
and then he fit
there was
the direwolf.
I'm sorry, any tooth is gonna fit in the hole. Okay, it's not that big.
It's not that big.
I was thinking, and I looked this up. What could make a small hole like that in bone make
and
a large?
Smart to
on one side, small on one side, but on the other side, it almost looked like there's like a force like, just projecting out.
See, that's a big problem if they didn't like. I don't know about the exit. Wound being the exit of the bullet.
They mentioned
bigger.
That
they did. Well, then
they
it's
mentioned
kind of,
that they mentioned that it was larger on the other side.
Then it's like, then they have a problem because somebody shot an animal on their fucking property.
Correct. But the fact that they didn't even think that, I'm sitting there thinking, like, that's a bullet. Like, how are you guys? No one's saying it.
Yep.
They're just ignoring it. They just went to Direwolf and he's like, look, here's a Direwolf skull. You could compare. And I'm like, it's not a Direwolf skull.
Well, unless it's
not a Direwolf.
He's an anthropologist, right? So he would know the difference between a bullet and a tooth, wouldn't he?
I guess so. You'd think so. You'd hope so.
You can see.
Yeah,
unless that he said it and they just didn't play that part, he could have been like, you know, it could be a bullet though.
This is a direwolf skull. There's the tooth. He puts it in there.
And they were saying that the direwolf has the sagittal suture.
Sagittal crest.
Sagittal crest. Sorry, thank you. Crest.
Sagittal crest on the back.
Which has muscle attachments, which allow the like a stronger bite for a direwolf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it would add muscle.
I still like it doesn't make me 100% believe. Like,
look at that tooth in the background. Look at that saber tooth.
Yeah, sucker.
That is so cool. Oh my god.
It just sounds like they came to him and he's like, okay, well, how could you explain it? Is it these teeth? Let me test it. No, we didn't get any of that footage, which is weird, but it's a mega stretch.
It's like a mega stretch.
Oh yeah.
I think I don't know if I'd do that or not. But
What sucks with these, with the longer episode count. It's like you don't need these because then you end up filling it full of crap that is just like superfluous. Like there's a dead animal in the creek.
Well,
go and get the dead animal jaw, and I'm sure the whole next episode is going to be talking about the dead animal jaw.
I think want more footage, they need to be there year round. Like not because they're just there during
seasonal
summer. You can't be there. I know there's a couple people there who are there all the time. I would be doing this year round, right? And then bring in Travis, and you could still edit like longer episodes. You just wouldn't have Travis in as much. But
just do monthly tests or something that would, you know, come down for 3 days.
Get our boy Dragon in there more. You know, he didn't even say anything this episode. He had like two lines.
Yeah, he's kind of slouching in a chair.
For the finale, I want to get one of his shirts that have little pockets for the Sharpies on his sleeve. Get a little black hat and some Oakleys. It's gonna be my costume for the last episode.
Cosplay, love it.
So they walked down the river, which I can't believe they hadn't thought of. Which I would have done like almost first day, right? I would have gone body of water. There's stuff under there. There could be stuff that died under there. I'd be dredging that shit. Do whatever you want. And this
is that where they? So oh, right here. Yeah, I was about to mention this. They
equipment.
Wait. Go back. Oh, all right.
This one.
To the graph,
no,
where
it goes
down.
Well, you could kind of see it. The third screen on the right, there.
Yeah, right there.
So they were in this river, and their GPS suddenly just went 5,000 feet underground. Like, again, we know there's these GPS anomalies that keep screwing up all their GPS systems. But some things affect it differently. There was one where they had that scientist or someone who was actually on Skinwalker Ranch many times when Bigelow was actually the owner, and then he came back and they're like, whoa, your GPS is going underground. And then when they were in the river here, their GPS signal said that they were 5,000 feet underground when clearly they were not. They were in the river. And then of course they were shooting rockets, and the rockets had a weird anomaly that, I mean, it went, you know, 1,000 feet in the air, but the GPS said it only reached, oh, perfect. Yeah, right here. It only reached like 200 and went sideways in this pattern that you're seeing right here. Just, you know, from the middle to the left to the right. And that is not what it did. It just went straight up. Like a
This is the creek. They go through the creek, I guess, and then they shoot under.
Yeah, that's all normal.
Let me see if I could find.
Oh, this is the creek? No, okay. Well, the rocket looked just like that, though.
It did. So what? There was some GPS footage, right, of the rocket that shot up 2,000 feet in the air, and it looks like it didn't even go above the Mesa.
Oh, this. Wait. All right. Dude, right there is actually like interesting, too.
Bug.
So you could see this piece when they shot the rocket. On one of their cameras,
This is the high speed camera.
The high speed camera. The high speed camera showed another object that flew at the same trajectory
right after it
with the rocket, like same exact way, and kind of looked. Well, I think this is what they said we're going to talk about next time, right? It was right at the end, or something.
A closer picture of it.
It looks like a dolphin.
So long.
Thanks for all the fish.
So long.
Thanks for all the fish.
Yeah.
It looked like a bug to me.
First thing I thought was a bug. If it's a high speed camera, because
the high speed camera would catch the wings, wouldn't it?
I was gonna say. Yeah. My first thought was it looks like a bug with motion blur, and that's why it's elongated like that. But if this is a high speed camera, then it wouldn't be. It wouldn't have any motion blur. But it's still, it just looked like a bug. It moved like a bug.
It probably is a bug.
Here we go. Here's the rockets. Get a little like a good screenshot here. There we go. So he like lines up the multiple rocket GPS tracks that they've kind of gone off, and then it lines up because you guys remember from the other episodes last season, this season, they shot rockets. GPS goes haywire, and then it goes under the mesa and under the ground and all weird and stuff. And they line it all up, and it seems to like kind of line up to where that triangle is, that fork in the road where they were testing rockets last season. So that's like, this is the most compelling thing about Skinwalker, that it has like the most power behind it for me, is the weird GPS anomalies. There's got to be some kind of magnetic pull or something that's just fucking up every single GPS equipment that they've had. Every time they've done it, it's always gone haywire. It's like worked for 5 seconds and then it starts going all over the place.
There's only so many times that they can test the GPS being going off and being haywire or whatever, you know. So what can they do to find out why? Because it feels like they're just continuing to just show, wow, the GPS is going crazy. Wow.
Dig. Like, we need to dig.
Dig it.
How are you going to find out like what is causing the GPS to tweak out like it is?
Yeah.
I don't know. Dig. I think I want them digging under the mesa. I want them to remove the ground and like get down into it.
They also talk about how there's like cavities under the ground as well, and there's some of these GPS things line up with the cavities, and I'm like, well, then fuck, what are you doing? Go down there, dude.
Stop
like stringing me along.
What's in the cavities?
I got underground blue balls. Dig in the ground. It's not hard. Go get a backhoe and do it. But they won't do it because they need
more episodes. Drag it out a bit more. And there was a portion in the beginning.
Oak Island.
With the
I know I'm getting Oak Island vibes and I hate it.
There was a portion at the beginning where they were talking about the symmetrical circular thing in the camera. I forgot which device it was, and like
it wasn't
reminds
LiDAR,
them of
but
a
something
warm
like that.
Pool.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Where was that?
It was at the very beginning. Somewhere.
That was cool.
Reminded them of a warm what?
A wormhole.
Wormhole. Oh, he loves talking about that. He loves bringing that up.
Because they got some like similar data from that like black
there.
Hole they
here
hot.
It is.
They,
here it is.
Right. So,
and it looks like a cone, right?
Yeah, like there. So
see? Yeah. They it's over the same spot. So they're like, yeah, next episode we'll check this out. It's like, no, let's check it out.
Why would you tease this and then just like leave it? I don't like that they're trying to do these cliffhangers when I think each episode should be its own experiment with the results. Because I'm going
to
forget
individual
about this
experiments leading enough. To a conclusion to trying to do something with the information. They just go like, there's some weird GPS stuff that's going on. Let's forget about that for a while. Let's go shoot some other stuff. Let's like,
yeah,
let's go study this tooth. Let's study like, no, stop. Weird GPS stuff going on.
It's how the Walking Dead all over again.
Dude, it kind of is. It's like, how do you
We're
determine
farm
what,
right now.
What can cause GPS anomalies? Because I'm sure that's not crazy. Like, what actually causes those? And then test. Is it this that is doing it? No, it's not that. Well, is it this that's doing it? No, it's not that. Like, knock these things out. Don't just drop them and then continue on other, like, five other things. Like, stay on topic, man.
What they should be doing is, like, you know how each test had, like, a mix of, like, drones, rockets, the 1.6 gigahertz.
Is J.J. Abrams directing this?
LiDAR and whatnot. So what they should do is just individual tests with the GPS and see what affects it.
Yeah.
Is it the rocket specifically? Is it the 1.6 gigahertz? Is it, I don't know, the LiDAR equipment? Who knows? Mm-hmm.
So. It seems like they are doing that in reality, like because they are progressively through the seasons testing in different ways. Like they had all the drones, and in the first season they were shooting rockets and they shot some drones, and then the drones were going haywire and they're like, what the heck's going on? Then they found out they were having these GPS issues, and then it progressed to they were doing a grid of drones going up and finding where in that grid were the drones. That was last season, I believe.
Yeah.
Where were they all saying, right? So it's like they are having this progressive, but they're having these different anomaly things that they're investigating happen in these different timelines. And then the editor that's editing the show is trying to weave them all together, but it ultimately makes it like disconnected and kind of incoherent a lot of the time.
Yeah, it was a little disjointed, this one. There wasn't a good editing flow in this. And as you know, as an editor, you need that even when you're on two different things. You have to have like a B story, your A story. And there was no A story with this one. It was like a bunch of B stories. That's
a good way of putting it.
Yeah, it was just like four B stories where I'm like, okay, well.
Yeah, the editing is in a wormhole. You're right.
Yeah.
And they're probably saving the best for last. And they'll have a recap. But yeah, not much.
Wait, how many episodes are there going to be?
I don't know. The last year they had 13, 14.
Oh, wow. Okay. Like so we have a long way to go.
Start with 10, right? I think 10's a good spot.
10 would have been good. I think so too.
Yeah. And the filler episodes.
Like a filler episode.
Yes. They're Dragon Ball Z-ing us, man. They're charging up that Kamehameha. And I'm like, let's just freaking fight,
whole
dude.
Episode. Yep.
Let's fight. So that's my problem with the show. I still like all the characters. I still have fun with it. The scientist guy that I always forget his name, but he's like the little guy that's like always running behind everybody going, I have the data. He was like, that is titillating.
I know what he says.
His line.
But
that
Brett
is very
Weinstein,
titillating.
I'm forgetting that scientist. What's his name now? Brett Weinstein was like building that guy up saying this guy's like brilliant. This
really?
Brilliant, okay. Wow. Dude. Yeah. So
he's very funny.
He is. That is.
I find that guy very funny. Yes.
Well, if all he had to do was this, it was titillating.
Oh wow!
Can we take that same shot of him saying that and then just put little hands? You know, that wouldn't be hard. I feel like I could do that.
So yeah, and it feels like this is a filler episode because we can't talk about it much more, and then our main topic turned out to be.
Basically.
I'm like, wow, it's a UFO topic. I don't know much about. I wonder why.
Let me investigate. Yeah.
Oh, there's not much about
why.
It.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why.
Oops.
Well, all it is just a bunch of people saying they saw something.
Yeah, so there's no footage. There is an interview of a cop who said he's like, I'm not saying it's UFO, but it was quiet. It was bright. It was over my car and it moved away.
Yeah.
And that was a cop.
I think
it did
thing.
It shut his
he
electronics
said it
off
shut
too.
Shut it off.
Shut
so
off
yeah.
his car.
Was interesting.
Yeah, shut off his car.
Right. That's weird. Close encounters.
Maybe something happened, but there's like nothing to it. And I tried to listen to the 911 calls, and they're like really hard to hear. For
I listened to.
Oh, they're from the 90s.
So. I've listened to a lot of them, and it's actually interesting because yeah, if you
the
listen
90s
to them,
wasn't
that are good.
The 70s. Okay, the 90s they still could record things actually girl, pretty well.
I don't know. Yeah. I barely
the clay
remember
tube
the 90s.
That they would.
Okay?
Had a thing called the internet back in the 90s. Did you know that, X-ray girl?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The internet was it came out in like what 89
or
something?
I have email addresses that are probably older than some people in the chat right now. So
I think I started playing
it wasn't like widespread.
When I was double digits. So.
Well, the internet had been around since the 60s. Okay. Since the 60s.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was the 80s.
Technically, yeah.
Do you know who was using websites first? What form of entertainment was first using websites?
Well, I can guess. Anything?
You can guess.
I'm guessing.
Yes. Go ahead.
The X-rated.
Yes.
Yes. X-rated.
Yes.
Kind.
That's how the internet.
Not like X-ray girl.
Technology works.
So not like bones.
Like innocent.
Well, like bones.
Well,
there's
bone.
Some
bone.
Without actual bone in it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. Yes. So the internet was around. It just became a big thing in the 90s.
Yeah.
Like it just became.
Oh, video platforms came around too.
But the 911 calls, it's really right. it spans from the, and you hear it how the 911 caller or the girl that would listen to all these people calling in whoever worked at the 911 responder place, she first starts laughing because she gets a call and she's like telling her, oh man, get a load of this one. We got another one. And then another call comes in and another call comes in. You can kind of hear the change in her voice where she's like, getting a lot of calls about this.
Maybe this is worth investigating.
Maybe I should like hit the police up. And then she calls the police and they're like, have you seen anything? And the cops are like, no. And there's like it's an actual interview, right? That one with the cop. I don't know. Do you guys see that?
I think you posted that.
That looked like it was from sightings to me.
It was. They didn't see anything. Recreations and
just
stuff.
Just that one cop did.
Can you see sightings anywhere? A lot of hearsay. Is the sightings available on some streaming service somewhere? It didn't last very long, and it got replaced by X-Files.
Mm.
It used to be on Friday night.
BRB. My wife's home.
BRB. All right.
It's Mother's Day. Hold on.
Have fun. I was going to say, maybe I should do this because Garrett's not here anymore. One second.
Can we play those or no?
Yeah, we can play them.
I'm sure we can play them.
Just play a couple of them.
Yeah, I'll play a couple of them.
Let me just open up. God dang it. I'm trying to work with Brave.
So while she's working with Brave, because Chrome is damn near unusable at this point.
POS.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Any moment now.
We're gonna get there soon, people. Don't worry.
Hi, dear. This is Stacy from 33. This is gonna sound really dumb. I hear Liberty Police are in an area.
X-ray girl, do you have the closed captions on?
It is on.
I'm not seeing them.
She saw something. It's not capturing it then.
Okay. I hear they're out there and they've got another call.
Yeah, we finally got one on it somewhere.
What the woman told me was on Samson Drive, like midway in the block, there's a vacant lot or something.
What I got from most of it is that she keeps calling these people and like, is there anyone flying a plane or anything close to the ground? And I did hear one thing that was quite interesting in the beginning where the UFO was angled and flying fast, which we've heard quite a few times before with UFOs.
Yeah, true.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that like something happened at all.
Yeah.
It's just, it's really difficult to hear from these, especially without your closed captions. Why aren't they working?
I don't know.
I think it's just muffled.
I think it's,
Let me see. It was working for mine.
Oh, here.
Okay.
Oh, it's just X-rays. Okay.
I don't know. I have Canadian Trudeau internet. Sorry.
Okay. All right. I'm buying this 100%.
Are you, there's that location anywhere near
a
hospital?
We are close to a hospital, but the location is away from, as low as they said it was to the ground, it would be approximately 5 miles away from the hospital. We're closer to, that end of town is closer like out towards the Vienna line, Vienna Air Base area, and that's what I thought maybe it was related to.
Yeah, we don't have anything going on.
Okay. So he said no. We don't have anything.
We don't have anything over there right now. Not even not even I.
They needed better internet in 94, clearly.
Well, 94 goes pretty far back.
They were asked him about the radar too, on radar. Like, would you be able to catch it on radar? And he's like, only if it was big enough and high enough in the air. Otherwise, no. I don't think we could.
I mean, like now we can.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's why so many that's what sparked up the seeing all the Tic Tac UFOs and stuff, because our radar technology around the turn of the century got about 1,000 times better. And it's even better now.
The cameras haven't improved some.
Reason. They have. We have not seen the footage. So of the Tic Tac, both Tic Tacs, there are like high def camera footage of that we have not seen.
That's because a good point.
What they showed us, what was smuggled out of the Pentagon, right? It was smuggled out, and that was leaked. The Tic Tac had been around, the 2004 one. That information got leaked in 2007. So if you were like listening to Art Bell at the time, or Clive Lewis, anybody who's been around for a certain amount of time, you would know about it already. So that's why when I first saw it in 2017, I'm like, yeah, I've seen that. What, you haven't seen that? Nobody's seen this? And it was the other one that was different. And I was like, okay, that one I haven't seen, the gimbal video.
Yeah. Do you believe the cop actually saw something or experienced something? Because I feel like what he talked about, okay, maybe the car turning off. Does that make sense? I've never really heard of technology like that.
Oh yeah, it shuts UFOs shut down cars. I mean, that's even in Close Encounters. Like that's an really? Old one. Yeah, it shuts down cars. Well, I'm re-listening to a Richard Dolan book. It is called. I'll tell you what it's called, folks. The Alien Agendas: A Speculative Analysis of Those Visiting Earth. So what he does is he takes the information that we know, is written in 2020. He takes the information that we think we know, and he tries to develop a hypothesis of like, okay, who are the aliens? Why are they here? So it's a whole book on it. It's pretty fascinating. But he does talk about, so through past reports that you look for, like David Politis with Missing 411, you look for clusters, you look for bits of information, bits of data that repeat, and the ones that repeat the most, by the way, the most seen, aliens, according to Richard Dolan, are humanoid, then the Greys, then reptilian, in that order.
Reptilian.
A humanoid might be like tall whites or something like that. But he says another thing that happens is they can manipulate technology. They can shut down your camera. They can shut down your car. And the other one is they can shut down your memory. They can erase your memory. Missing time. Richard Dolan just did a whole, he's trying to do reminders of like on his channel of like why we're here. Like why we do this ufology thing. So he's doing videos on like recapping stuff. And the one he just did was Missing Time, which is a huge one. So they have the ability to edit your brain. And why not? If they can get there, like, why the fuck not?
Then that makes me think of Missing 411 and some of the people that have shown up again. And sometimes they have like weird memories, or they don't have any memories of what happened. So,
well, that's why I think a lot of stuff is just us humans trying to wrap our brain around something we can't. Like we saw a praying mantis. That's probably not what you saw. You probably saw a machine or something like that. Like who knows? But I think it's your brain, and maybe they get sloppy. Maybe they think they can edit the brain. Maybe our brain isn't that easily edited. So there is, you know, on certain people, it's probably more difficult than others. Yeah,
data corruption.
I think it is. I mean, did you watch anything on Neuralink? Do you know about?
Yeah,
I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know about it, right? So
yes, I do.
The ability for it to manipulate our brains is wild. Like it can supposedly. I mean, I don't know exact, but he was saying that it can make you see in infrared, and it could adjust your color that you see through the optics of your eyes. Like that's crazy to me as someone who's colorblind.
Here are the dangers from that. So we have done a lot of brain experiments, especially going back to Germans, MK Ultra. So Ted Kaczynski was suspected to be in, you know, part of the LSD experiments. Guy was kind of brilliant. Don't know for sure.
He was very,
very brilliant. But they had these genius, brilliant people who were, I mean, it basically turns their brains into Swiss cheese. So they're still smart.
Yeah.
But there's the brain will compensate. Once you start fucking with it, once you start fucking with nature, nature will try to compensate. And if you destroy something, it will try to overcompensate and it'll make you fucking crazy. So yeah, Neuralink is not something I would ever fuck with. by the way.
Insane.
Ever. No way. No. And like ever, it has ever, to be ever. Right no. in your brain too. That's brain surgery. Yeah. Are you gonna risk it?
No, they just... do. They cut a hole in your skull and then inject the pieces into your brain.
Eventually it's gonna be it'll be like an angioplasty. They'll stick something up your fucking nose.
I actually have a video of that.
And you won't even be able to feel it. Like that's where it'll be very, like sooner than later. Mm-hmm. I would say within the next 5 years, they'll have an angioplasty that they can
or even a next level is not even needing to have anything connect to your brain. Just have like a device that attaches to your skull that uses electromagnetic energy and connects to your brain. Hey,
we've had a lot of solar activity lately. Answer honestly in the chat. Maybe you can put up a poll. Have you felt off the last month? Have you felt a little off?
I haven't actually. I've been
some
I
people have. Yeah,
on it. I'm ready.
Like just weird or depressed. There depressed, could be like,
yeah. Dude, all of the above.
Off. Have you felt just different?
Have you felt off?
Okay.
I mean, we all go through it.
Yes, off as fuck.
Yeah, I felt a little off the last month, like not terrible, but just like not normal. But it could be whatever. It could be brain chemistry. It could be, we talked about this with Ben from Suspicious Observers, and I fully believe that the electromagnetic
this weekend must have been insane. Then.
With our brain, I think the sun can fuck with our brain. I think the moon. We absolutely know the moon can fuck with our brain. But it's not the moon. It's the gravitational fields and all this. There's so much stuff that we don't know that could fuck with your brain. Why in the fuck would you put a neural link in your head so you can watch a movie on your eyelids? My head movies make my eyes rain.
Could you imagine everyone with freaking neural links and then an EMP goes off?
Oh, you're screwed. Like, people are afraid of cell phones sometimes and like the amount of data that's collected from it and listening to you. Imagine what a Neuralink could do. You are like peak customer at that rate.
Yep, that's true.
Oh, thank you.
No, thank you.
Yeah. And you can't go into metal detector or MRIs, like just things like that. Certain scans.
Hey, but you can save all your passwords. Did you not
watch Rise of the Cybermen? So...
Or
I know you did X-Ray Girl with the little ear pods. Terminator. And everybody gets turned off when they're in the reality.
Okay, sorry. I thought that was a movie. You mean in Doctor Who? Yep. Oh, my gosh. Well, there you go.
Back to Cybermen in the new one.
Smart tattoos. What the heck is a smart tattoo?
It's probably...
No way. That sounds like some invasive crap. I'm not doing that either.
Getting your phone tattooed to your hand? Hello?
Smart tattoo.
Hello?
You see the ones from China where they're like, hey, you can pay with your palm.
I thought that those were all debunked.
I'll put the little brand right there.
Just right here.
That's pretty funny.
Smart tattoos, Microsoft. It could just
be a ring. You know, you put it in a ring.
Microsoft? Hell no.
Oh, God. No, thanks.
Here, I'll share it.
Bill Gates, man. Trust that guy.
Smart tattoos.
You know what? I like my dumb tattoos.
What's in the tattoo?
I like my dumb prison tattoos.
I like
my
tattoos dumb.
Yes.
Stationary. Basic.
Just up my Zoom.
How might we wear technology in the future? How might we stop reading? Okay. How might we begin to address issues about sustainability and material waste? How might functional tattoos change the way we interact with our environment? How might people design and wear their own? Smart tattoos lies at the intersection of fashion, sustainability, and personalized experiences. Inspired by the flash tat trend around beautiful temporary tattoos, our research has sought to expand this concept further into the wearable space by augmenting it with sensing and actual functionality. The emergence of lightweight temporary wearables is a trend we hope to inspire in the minds of people everywhere with two reasons. The first is to enable anyone to design and create their own wearable experiences unique to what they need and who they are. The second is to promote a more sustainable methodology and mindset around the future of wearable technology. These interactive tattoos are capacitive and can send signals to any device via touch. They can be laser cut into custom shapes, applied to almost any surface, then connected to a device via Bluetooth from a microprocessor. While the tattoos are temporary, especially on the skin, they can last for months on non-skin surfaces, including fabrics or 3D prints. Okay, that's actually kind of interesting. Okay,
that's better because it's not like it's putting it under your skin. You're just putting it on top of your skin.
So yeah, or on fabrics device. Or something that, you know, you can have it on
so
other
what
things.
Kind of boy? Signal like is it sending?
Yes.
That is very interesting.
Which is kind of cool.
I like the idea of technology, but as some of you guys know, I used to work as a mammographer, and I've actually seen instances where women who put their phones in their bra, they end up having some sort of cancer there if it's always in that one spot. So that's just the one thing that would make me worried about something like this. Like,
what
do you want to do with this? Like,
I thought a mammographer was somebody that studies memes.
That's memeographer.
That's memeology.
That's right.
Study
that's
of memes.
I mixed that up.
He's a memeographer, I suppose.
You have like other examples?
Watch that.
Oh, I want to hear that. Don't
hear
that.
Wait. They put an actual capacitor on your skin.
Oh.
It's not in the tattoo in itself on its own.
Well, it's almost like the tattoo becomes the circuit board.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Nah, I'll just use my phone. I think that's easier.
Yeah, I feel like this is getting it's too much. Like, I don't mind carrying my phone or having a credit card.
Transhumanism.
To use. Or a wallet.
This is like cyberpunk
money.
Almost.
Andreas is like,
I like cash.
And where's Andreas? Someone, he's like, yes.
Someone's talking
transhumanism.
About
transhumanism.
Transhumanism. He doesn't follow.
He's all about it. Yeah, no thanks. Ooh. He doesn't?
No, he doesn't.
I'll yell at him tomorrow.
Yell him. Tell him I'm personally.
He'll feel bad.
Hey, put up Brandon Fugel's tweet. This fucking Chad. So, yeah, we ripped your show a little bit, but you're welcome on the show whenever you want, Brandon. We fucking love you. Look at this flex. So somebody put up on Twitter, hey, guess who this person is? And then he fires back with this. It's in the private chat, guys.
Got it. Oh, okay. Yeah. You do that.
It's in the private chat.
I was searching for it on Twitter.
Freaking rad.
No, it's in the private chat.
Yeah. Wait, it's literally right there in the private chat.
I got it.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, it's because it doesn't auto share.
Why is it not auto sharing? God, why do you mess things up?
The Kurgan's screen worn costume is like in his fucking office.
Have you ever worn it? Maybe. Heck yeah, I would, dude.
Yes.
Yes, I would.
The only one.
Who has the sword?
I would absolutely rock that.
Fucking. That's rad.
Well, he clearly has a sword, too. He said maybe, but only while wielding the sword. So.
Yes.
But, like.
He must have the sword.
Should be right here.
What is this movie? I don't know it, actually.
What is a Kurgan?
Highlander. You've never heard of Highlander?
There can be only one.
Oh, shit. I haven't seen it in... I was a kid when I saw the first one.
Mr. Krabs?
Yeah, with Mr. Connery Krabs. And the other guy?
It's the Kurgan. Yeah.
Yeah, Sean cool. Connery.
Clancy Brown.
What's the lead guy's
what's
name?
What's his name? What's the lead?
Chris...
What's his name?
Oh, I forgot.
Lambert. No.
Christopher Lambert.
Oh, is that it? Lambert?
Oh, it's like, because he's French.
He's French.
Oh,
so it's
I've been saying it wrong my whole life.
French Scotsman. Okay, so the movie has the French Scotsman, and then it's got the Scottish Spaniard Egyptian.
Right, yeah, that's right.
Weird. Okay.
Such a weird movie. Dude, it's a great movie, but I just had to...
Dude, the soundtrack.
There's a plug there too, so I wonder what is there a light or something from
it's
the
probably
costume?
It's probably underlit. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, that's so cool. When you have FU money, you buy stuff like this. God.
Yeah, he. This is why he like this whole show of his is like, you know, it's just a side hustle, side project for him.
Yeah.
This dude's like filthy
use it,
rich.
Use it to buy more.
Earned
of this
it all,
stuff.
By the way. Good for him. Hail capitalism.
Gary, I told Andreas, I said, Gary's sad you don't follow him. And then he's like, which Gary? I will. Wait, he doesn't follow me. I'm a salty bitch.
Tell him about all the mud floods happen in his bathroom, okay?
Ew.
Okay.
Oh my god.
All right. I found this on Think Tank. This is interesting. So supposedly this guy got discredited. It's up to you, but Boyd Bushman. You guys know Boyd Bushman Boyd there Bushman. In the chat. Former government worker, deathbed confession about taking pictures of UFOs. Here's an old video of his. I'm gonna put this in the private chat, Garrett.
It's in the private chat.
It's hard to see the private chat and also search Twitter at the same time. So
you don't need to because I searched for you.
I don't see. I don't know.
Yeah. Just don't put your massages up and you're good.
What? And
your massages.
Oh, Zorba.
Your Twitter massages.
Oh, never mind.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. I don't say anything in the Twitter massages I wouldn't.
I mean, I don't either.
You know, just private. It's good practice.
It's usually just sharing other Twitter posts and going, blah.
Look at these losers.
Look at these fucking idiots. That's about it. Boyd Bushman. Here we go. So, deathbed confession has seen aliens, stuff like that. Okay.
I'm a senior scientist from Lockheed Martin.
I have 27 patents.
Approximately 13 years ago, I ran across a person who had been given a job by Dr. Teller. Dr. Teller was Oppenheimer's right-hand man, and even after Oppenheimer was thrown out of Area 51,
do we need to pause this for copyright reasons?
I don't think so. This is on
just
Twitter.
A video.
Yeah, this is on Twitter. Okay.
Dr. Teller stayed there and was in charge of several programs. The person that I contact twice to three times per month is the head of that program now. And they continually update me on everything they possibly can. I do have a top secret clearance. I choose, however, for their purposes, not to use it because they, the intelligent ones of me and me, actually believe that a great deal of information should be lifted up from those dark recesses of Area 51 and moved over so people can see it. So that's what began about 13 years ago. Since I am a scientist, I do not believe in theory. I basically say, follow the data, theory be damned. If something can't verify by a physical test that something is true, then I do not care to accept it in that I present.
I like that. Yeah. I like
therefore,
that.
Everything we present here will be data that comes directly from them through me to you.
So he passed away 2014. Is what I'm seeing.
Yep.
And this was right before he died. This video.
Yes.
Okay.
He's very ill.
The subject of today has... There are those that are acquainted with the fact that there were Phoenix lights that occurred over Phoenix about 2 years ago. They were photographed, and those really turned out to be just blobs in across the Phoenix sky. It turned out to be that a very dear friend of mine took his wife up a mountain on Valentine's Day, and they took a photograph of Tucson. It turned out to be when they developed the film there were a total of five UFOs across Tucson proper. And this is Tucson as they saw it. Can you get that? So here's the picture of Tucson as he had it. Then, as he developed further, notice that there are five very distinct UFOs along the top of the mountain.
Can't see them, obviously. Yeah,
like one here, one here, maybe over here.
That looks
but I can't
like one
tell
there,
them.
Yeah.
Yep. Looking for the pictures, mm-hmm. but go on.
One of them is even canted a bit, about 45 degrees. Now, the person that took the film said that he had a mothership underneath and one up high. This shows the high one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I know that I can buy the ship.
My name is Scott Faree. I live in Vail, Arizona.
Pause that for a second.
Pause.
Okay, I lived in Tucson for a long time, mm-hmm. and that mountain range right there, Mount Lemmon is actually right behind
Mount Lemmon,
it.
Yeah,
and you could see snow on top of Mount Lemmon, and that's kind of what that looked like to me. It just looked like something further in the back that was just white. It could have been clouds. It could have been snow on a mountaintop.
Oh, it's hard to tell when he's just holding up a picture.
I'm not seeing anything here.
The actual photos that he's holding
up.
But it's,
I know
it's,
that
it's,
I can buy
it's,
the
it's
ship.
Not really like you can listen to him now.
I live in Vail.
That's a different situation here.
A friend of mine who manages a nonprofit in Tucson asked me to take some photos for him for his website, and he was looking for a sunrise picture of kind of the skyline of downtown Tucson. So I had gone out actually on Valentine's Day evening. I dragged my wife up to A Mountain so that I could go up there and just block out some shots, kind of plan the photos that I was ultimately going to take for that website. And so we got up on A Mountain just as the sun was setting. I set up my...
Pause it. Just to let everyone know, A Mountain is on like a southwest side of Tucson.
Okay.
So if you're taking shots of the city, the sun would be setting on the west side, so you get really nice, like the whole mountain range is just golden at that time. So just to give you all a little perspective.
Canon 40D on a tripod, opened the shutter up fully. I really wasn't looking for picture quality. I was, like I said, I was looking to block out where I wanted to set the camera and the angles that I wanted to take. And so I started to click off some photos, and I had these set with a timer release on the shutter so I didn't get any camera vibration because the sun was starting to set. We were running into fairly low light. And I took, I don't know, it was probably 6 or 8 pictures. I figured I'd had enough that I could take a look at tomorrow, take a look at the next day and decide what I liked. So we went out to dinner that night, went home the following day. I uploaded these photos onto my laptop, and I noticed some lights that I really didn't expect to see up above the Santa Catalina Mountains. And upon closer inspection, and as I really ran out the contrast in the photo, I ended up with something that I still can't explain to this day. This is the original photo, and these lights were showing up just over the top of the mountain. I took a second photo probably 5 or 6 seconds later, as long as it would have taken for me to reset the time.
What was this guy's name? Fred Scott?
I didn't catch it.
Because these are his photos that I'm trying to find.
Yeah.
I think it was Fred Scott.
And in fact, this group of lights was in a much more narrow band, and now about, well, I don't know, I can't really say distance-wise, but they've moved quite a ways from where that original grouping had taken place. So I still have no explanation for the camera, or for the pictures. These images, these lights have not shown up in any other photos that I've taken. I'm at a loss as to what they might be, and certainly curious as to where those lights came from.
They
certainly are very,
I mean,
very similar images.
Here's up and flying.
Scott Free.
Let me go through. Scott Free. Come on. In order for me to believe it, I had to get blow-ups. And so here are two of them, which is blown up much.
Oh, you can see him.
Higher.
You can definitely see him
on each side.
Yeah.
One here and there.
Yeah.
There is something that on his board that he shows, I guess later, some of the other articles that show he has like a board with everything posted on it. He shows an alien body. Oh, that was proven to be like a prop.
Well,
like an alien prop or something. So was he duped by that?
No,
brought that.
The story is that they made that prop afterwards to discredit him. Yes. Mm-hmm. And after we've seen everything from our government, like I'm a firm, I don't know, because I could tell you a story about a guy who was observing test aircraft in New Mexico. Right. And he thought there were UFOs and he was reporting on that. So a government this is in one of the documentaries we talk about, a government intelligence officer made him think those were UFOs to get him off the path. It drove the guy insane. It drove the guy insane and led to his death.
Wow.
So like the government will do fucked up things, very fucked up things. So like, I think it's in the realm of plausible deniability. So we look at motivation. What's this guy's motivation? Okay. Maybe he got a bunch of money for his family before he died. Okay. Where's the proof of that?
From who? Who's going to pay him?
From who? This guy shooting the video.
Yeah. What? In this back room with a,
I think it's you know what, when you got a lone guy coming out, it's very easy to discredit them. Yes, there are crazy people in this field too. There's fucking nutters in this field. But I think what gets lost is maybe one guy telling the truth who gets completely discredited. And it's easy to do when he's a dying guy on his own.
Mm.
So you can fast forward to the part where he shows the alien. Now they did a doll, but the doll like looks fucking cheap as fuck. So he pops up a picture. Hang on, right.
There it was,
right there. Twitter. So either the guy is a con man to his dying day, which could be,
or he got conned,
or he got discredited. Like it's hard to tell.
Twitter.
What's pretty fucking clear is whatever was going on before with this transparency and possible disclosure was either an op. Or it snuck through the cracks and now it's being shut down again. And I'm starting to believe it's snuck through the cracks and is being shut down again. Like it's totally being shut down. Yep. And it's gonna be worse than ever. So we'll never get disclosure from the government, nor do we need it. Like fuck that. I say forget the government. You know, they're obviously hiding stuff from us and they're not on our side at all. So it's gonna be up to some citizen journalist, some independent person to get to the bottom of this somehow, if it's possible. Or I'm just gonna have to see one on my own, which I hope I do.
That'll have to
maybe,
be it.
Maybe not too close, but you know,
just close enough.
That's the alien body that he has.
And there's also a picture of like his finger under like his
yeah, there's another photo, yeah. Like the holding up the head.
There's a site called the Black Vault. Have you guys heard of the Black Vault?
I got that in the link. It's in the private chat. Gary.
There you go. What?
Well, you don't read the private chat. No, I didn't get it.
I was too busy searching Twitter.
Well, so that's very understandable.
Yeah.
All right. Let me pull that up. Black Vault. This is very extensive.
The Black Vault has a lot of stuff. If you want to get into the UFO topic, got, go to the Black
like
Vault.
Like a little bit of
FOIA time. Documents, yeah. I see. I'm interested. Wow. What's
ooh,
this?
Okay. Can you zoom in?
Can you zoom in?
Schenkel.
The Black Vault.
The Black Vault is the largest online Freedom of Information Act FOIA document clearinghouse in the world. The research efforts here are responsible for declassifications of hundreds of thousands of pages released by the U.S. government military.
Cool. Yeah.
This it's is just cool. Like,
and it's just PDF after PDF after PDF.
Yeah, just redacted.
It's redacted.
Heavily.
Yeah, I've never heard of this. This is a rad website.
Yeah, it's a good website. Fisherman. It's been around for God, how many years, chat? Long time.
1999 long date time. There. 78. They're going through like employees. Bushman, his background.
Yep.
First page.
They put his Clarence social security secret. Network there.
Well, he dead now.
Oh, so. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
A number, not should. Network.
He probably voted for Biden.
Top secret U.S. Air Force. There's his clearance. Clearance.
Yeah. So they're confirming.
Yeah.
His clearance.
Background, at least.
That's interesting.
So he could have been misinformation from the government, and they paid off his family. They'll say, we'll give your family a bunch of money if you come with this bullshit story to get people off of something else that might be closer to the truth. Or he was telling the truth and they just made it whooped up a little doll to discredit him. Could totally believe that, too. The Black Vault sounds like an energy drink.
Yeah, it's like that water that's black. You ever drink any of that? It's
so I would gross. Not drink any. No,
no, that's.
I mean, it tastes like water. Disgusting. It tastes like water, but it's black.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Or as that's Ryan would say, black.
Black. Says it so aggressively.
Black.
Aggressive. How many pages? Super aggressive.
It's a lot, dude. We can't read the whole thing.
38 pages.
But interesting.
Dallas from Dallas.
Interesting.
Yeah. Kind of like a deep dive. We should have a whole episode where we do that, where we like pick something and just like investigate it. That'd be fun.
Use the internet.
Yeah, something that has a lot of data, though. Like,
yeah, and then we just like rabbit hole down. Eyewitness
testimony, stuff like that.
Yeah, we could do a whole episode on something like that.
We need a new UFO doc to review. I know James Fox has one coming out in June. And we got Cosmic Summit. That's going to be, we're going to lead up to that. So I think we'll probably like pick it. Maybe we'll get, Hugh Newman's always doing new stuff, and it looks like he has a new video out, so we can like react to some of their stuff before we see them. It's great. So
he always does great panels. I've seen him like twice now, right?
We've seen him twice. I've seen him maybe a lot of times.
Three times since we started the show, at least.
So Cosmic Summit's going to have Randall Carlson, Robert Schock, Luke Caverns, Ben from Uncharted X. Hugh Newman. I'm forgetting the girl's name again.
Johanna.
She's the Australian girl.
James.
Right?
Johanna James.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jenna James. No, Johanna.
She's starting a show, by the way.
No. Jenna James.
That's not it. No. She's starting. Her and Luke are doing a show once a month.
Really?
I saw
They just announced. They just announced it.
I'm liking all cool the stuff Luke's been doing. You know, he's been like branching out, getting more stuff going on.
Yeah.
Oh, what was it like? The Raiders of
Raiders of
history. I have to go to his page.
Yeah.
It had a cool poster. I really like. Really dig his whole vibe.
He doesn't live too far from me. At all. He never visits though. He never calls. Nothing anymore.
Wow.
Not even on Mother's Day.
Not even on Mother's Day.
Raiders of the Past podcast.
Of the past. I love it. I like it. I like it. Raiders of the Past.
And it is Johanna James.
Johanna James. She was the MC. George Howard's going to be there. Of course, we have a link. If you want to watch it, we're a month away from the Cosmic Summit. It is insane. A live stream. What was that? Yeah.
It's insane that it's so close.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just... That trip, I'm really excited.
Chat caught my reference.
Which one?
Which reference?
Jenna Jameson.
Okay.
Who's that?
It's not Johanna James. Okay.
No, you don't even worry about it.
Don't look it up.
Don't even worry about it.
Really, 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 don't look it up.
It's a woman from the industry that pushes technology forward.
From the 90s.
Yeah.
Got it.
Lots of short films. Lots of short independent films.
Yes.
Filmed in the valley near LA.
Yeah.
Pushed indie stuff, I guess.
Yeah. Hey.
Anyways.
We love indie content here. No, it's hopefully we're gonna get a lot of good interviews lined up. It's gonna be lots of fun.
That's the plan.
It's in where is it? What city again?
It's in North Carolina, Greensboro.
Greensboro, North Carolina.
So if you're in the area.
Get tickets.
We'll be there. We have a table. So yep. during the conference, we will be sitting at our table, like just hanging out. And maybe we'll
this was me last year, like watching some of them. I was like, this is interesting. Hugh Newman was cool. I was like those. And then Luke came on and I was like, all of this, like Yucatan Peninsula stuff, amazing. So go watch it. It was a lot of fun.
The only thing was we were, Tom Jane's going to be at.
He's at.
At Contact in the Desert.
Yeah.
That might be worth going. That might be worth
going. Thomas Jane's going to be there.
Is that the one in California?
Yes, it is. Yeah. But the thing is, it's like in a couple weeks.
It's coming up.
And I'm going to be gone. Not this week, but next week. I'm going to be on my little road trip with my fam and going to Tombstone and maybe going to some petroglyphs and stuff. You should totally come with us, bro.
Let me know what the dates. What dates are you?
I'll throw you the dates when we're going to Tombstone and stuff, and you can like meet us there.
It's not far
because I'll be going north of you.
It's outside of Texas, so
yeah, it's not that far, dude. You can get there in a day.
Yeah, you can easily get there like 15 hours, you know, something like that.
Easy.
15 is a long.
And there's petroglyphs like not far. We can go to Meteor Crater. We can.
I drove past that in the middle of the night when I was on my road trip back from Vegas. Big hole.
Yeah. How you doing, Adam? You okay? You look very serious.
No, I was just reading something that someone just sent me that it's not good news. It's fine.
Concerning.
Oh shit! Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. That threw me off. I'll be right back. Actually.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
No hey, I found what happened to that bull. You know, the rib bone got a hole in it. I found out who did it. Zorbu,
yeah.
Oh,
look at him. He's like,
Zorbu. He looks gangster here.
Not that
throwing
bitch.
Up gang signs.
Throwing up gang signs.
He's really integrating himself into society.
Hey, he's all Western Spiral Arm, yeah. West Side Western Spiral Arm, yo.
Get this one piece on.
Dude, I've got to catch up with the Y-Files.
The last one. The last one was great.
I didn't watch the last one.
Yeah, it was AI.
I'm too behind.
CRISPR.
Yeah.
Yeah, eugenics. It was interesting. Yeah, it was good.
He looks kind of like Mark Zuckerberg in that picture.
I want to see the movie. You can see it's a movie that he's portraying, right? I want to see this movie that he basically
like Running
does.
Man or something.
Cool. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, so that week I'm taking off, I'm supposedly, I got to see if I follow through on this, but I will not be on Friday Night Tights. It'll be the first Friday Night Tights I miss.
I thought you were going to be at a...
Oh, wow.
Dude, I told you. What are you acting all surprised?
I said a hotel.
No, I don't.
No.
I thought you were going to work that one. Okay, never mind.
I'm going to record a video, but which technically means I'm working, but I'm not going to be... I was going to maybe get Gundam to come on... And Mahler, and then we'll let you're running the show, Garrett, and the main hosts are going to be Az and Jeremy. Okay. So what could possibly go wrong?
That's going to be great. It's going to be seamless.
As a three hour. Why?
Yeah, he just kicks everyone out and says
you guys
goodbye.
Could talk about fucking games for 3 hours.
Yeah, okay? We could.
We
could talk about video games.
Yeah,
a lot of video game shit going on right now.
Get like Gundam or Mahler or both of them to come in.
It's gonna be wild.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
They're gonna be like, let's end after 50
minutes.
You guys won't even miss me.
I just so
we need you to like rein us in, you know. That's what
the sheriff's really leaving town.
The sheriff's got to go watch his. Well, my son's graduating from high school, and my niece is graduating from high school.
I'm also cool.
My sister, so it's all family stuff. And fuck, I haven't done anything like that since I started YouTube. So,
wow.
Full time.
You've never missed a single FNT since I worked. So that's insane.
The last one I think I missed was in like 2017.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
And we just skipped it. Yeah.
Enjoy your first Friday off.
Well, technically, you didn't miss it then if you just didn't do the FNT.
Yeah, it wasn't like FNT at the time. Like when we started FNT and calling it FNT, I have not missed one.
Wow.
I don't know.
It's going
to
be weird.
And I've traveled to other countries. I don't know how the hell I pulled it off, but I did an FNT from Paris in a shitty fucking on shitty Paris internet that was still better than Canadian. But yeah. I could see the Eiffel Tower out from my window while I was doing the show at God, it was like in the middle of the night when we did the show.
You're like, so, oh, shut up, you nerd.
Oh, shut up. Who cares about the comics in the Star Wars?
Stupid comic book.
Stupid anyways. That's not art. George Lucas ripped off Metal Hurlant anyway.
They're all still awake because it's France and they're
accurate.
Okay. You'll be here in spirit. I have your plushies somewhere.
I've got one around
here. One of your plushies here. All right. Somewhere there.
But
it's not next week, right?
No, it's not next week. It's like the week after.
The week after, yeah.
So I think we should probably, topic wise, we should really, really head into like Megalus. And I can't find that chat. Mm. Help me. Because one of you suggested it last week or the week before. And I know Hugh Newman tweeted about it, and I can't find it. Somebody just did a big, long documentary that's free on YouTube about Megalus. What was it called? Oh,
didn't we just talk about this last week, too?
Yeah, we talked about it last week, and I meant to watch it. Do you think the Northern Lights are more than what we'd... Ben from Suspicious Observers has been talking about, like, our magnetic field is breaking down, and part of the reason it's breaking down is it's this 12th... That, correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, Adam, please.
Cycle.
12,000-year cycle. 12,000-year disaster cycle, and we're heading into it, and basically late 2030s, because he just recently adjusted, late 2040s, we're going to get another pole shift, and not the fun, nice one where it just shifts and nobody notices. It's like, scary, butt-puckering one that causes a tsunami and massive earthquakes.
Okay. Does this sound familiar? Lost History of the Giants Who Built Stonehenge. Billy Carson? No.
No,
okay.
No,
I don't think that's it.
No, it was something megaliths. It was something megaliths, and I am all over giant stuff. Like anytime giant stuff comes up, I am there watching it.
I thought this.
I thought I did too, and I didn't.
That's freaking cool. Look at
that.
That thing's what is that from?
Look at how big it is.
That's from Sicily. You just said
Sicily.
That's giant.
Whoa.
So when I was in Sicily in 2000, Melissa, when were we there?
Megalith, 16? Forgotten World.
Reagan, huge.
By the way,
Howard Crowder.
Megalithomania. By Howard Crowder.
Yes. Thank you. So we'll watch that. That's our homework. Forgotten That's everybody's homework.
World.
Yeah. Well, okay. Homework.
So that statue.
All right. You had it posted. I thought so.
When I was in Sicily, there's this spot where there is the columns, right? So it's, you know, it's like the temples, but there's a bunch of them in a row, and it goes from Greek to Roman. It is a crazy place. So you can see the Greek construction, which is the lighter stone, and then there's the Roman construction, and the site was thousands of years old. So we're doing this tour, right? I got a bunch of pictures. I'll show them someday. This was such a great trip going to Sicily. Fucking it, Sicily and Italy are awesome. The food was so great, and the people are cool as fuck, and they drive on the correct side of the road. Hail. Okay.
Most of Europe does. It's just the Brits.
But the person taking me around, I'm like, so, you know, I'm like hitting them up. I'm like, do you got anything older? And they're all, yes, they just discovered a bunch of what we initially thought were tombs that are now from a culture we don't even know what they were called. And that was just discovered. What? And I don't know if this is why
they
now.
Done anything. Yeah. Any,
they're working on it right now.
Wait,
they're,
the Greeks didn't just say that's, oh yeah, that's us.
Well, usually they do.
Yeah. That's
well,
I feel like it's very Greek to be like,
I think the Egyptians explain it,
you know, George.
With Plato is the Greek
Kemet.
Yeah. We should get George on here. The Kemet, the Greeks are way fucking older than they know they are. Like, so that's what I think. But they said they found a very old culture. They found some tombs and some human settlements and stuff that they don't even know what they are. They have no idea.
You know, it keeps getting older, man.
Yeah.
Ben mentioned something on his live stream over the weekend because of this whole, you know, the CMEs, there's seven of them that hit over the weekend. It was crazy. But he said something about the next pole shift, or actually the previous pole shift. Any pole shift, doesn't matter. But there's two points on the planet that don't move. Because if you think about a globe that shifts, right? If it were to tilt right where my hands are, all that's they're not all they're doing is just the sky spins, but they aren't actually physically being forced and changed, right? They're still in the same spot. Everything's still relatively the same. I feel like those spots would be the least damaged in that kind of a situation. So maybe, I mean, I don't know why, if it could be the Greece, because the way that he explains the ocean went from west to east over North America and then over Europe, it would make more sense that those points would be on the north and south of what we know as, you know, the position of the Earth as it stands now.
What's the opposite of that exact area?
Well, South if it's America? A 50, but we don't know if it's a full like 180 degree turn.
That'd
if it's
an
like
ocean, maybe
45 degree turn, or if you know, who knows. But he was saying it's going to spin the other way this time. Somehow they know that it's always one way, then the other way, and then one way, then the other way. I don't know. Very interesting stuff.
It's interesting and frightening, but share that. Oh, he just left. Everybody's gone. It's just you and me, Adam.
Yeah. Well,
I got a picture of me in Sicily.
So Kev says pole shift mean magnetic shift, not physical shift. In fact, Ben says it actually is a physical shift where it literally does turn the entire globe 90 degrees or 45.
And if we want to go back to Randall, it's something he talked about in one of the second Joe Rogan interview he did was, Siberia. Siberia was a warm, temperate climate that the mammoths were able to eat and
eat enough food
and be very fruitful and, and multiplied a lot. And
Elon.
Below them was an ice cap, technically below them, below Siberia. Or at least in line with Siberia.
South.
Was
you mean
a little south of Siberia and west of Siberia, there was a giant ice cap over the United States. And then there was the land bridge that went through that ice cap, those two ice caps from the north. So technically it would have been, so how in the fuck was that warmer? Like, how is that even possible? Yeah.
So Siberia would have been more like how South America is to Antarctica, right? And Antarctica would have been kinda, North America in that situation.
It was cold.
Like, if
it
you
was
can
still cold.
Imagine
yeah,
that.
But there was like boreal forest and stuff, but it was still a temperate enough climate to where it wasn't permafrost. It wasn't frozen. It was ground. It was ground that they could eat off of. And you know what? We have that site in Alaska, the Boneyard. That's just nothing but fucking mammoths and megafauna and shit. All like it was washed there. And they all just got pulverized and died. What do you got there? You got a globe.
Yeah, I
got
the globe. I'm just kind of comparing.
Like where it could be.
Where the opposite of that, like what you were saying, Adam, where the opposite would be.
Hold North America where Antarctica would be.
America.
Put that on the very bottom.
Here.
That, yeah.
You got Russia is like the equator here.
Yeah.
Are we flipping the world?
Antarctica would actually be temperate.
North America to the bottom.
Antarctica would be temperate. And it would make sense if... And look at Africa. Would have been beautiful and...
Lush.
Temperate. Yeah, exactly. And Siberia. Look, that's Siberia right there.
Siberia is like right
Boom.
There on that.
Yeah.
That would have been... That would have been freaking beautiful.
So that's what Ben is talking about. And
it's not good for the people that are living like this.
No, and like,
yeah, exactly. You know, it's not.
If you're living in like where we are, Texas, flat, it's not great. Share that picture, not to be super vain. It's the only picture I could find. I was like, I have so much video and shit. I have no fucking idea where it is, but that's me in Sicily standing in front of the Roman columns. Right.
Cool.
Dressing like Zorbu.
You look like a New York delivery bike messenger.
That's the look I'm going for. I wear black.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I've got my little
Where's your fixed gear?
That's a Think Geek satchel, by the way. That's not a it's not a purse. It's a satchel.
It's a satchel.
Okay. Oh yeah, of course.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where you fit your packages.
Yeah, that's right.
Indiana Jones had one, okay. Yeah, I'd love to go there.
Dude, it's rad. It's so rad. And you know what?
Through though, dog.
I did live streams from there. I did.
Cool.
I did one. I did a castle stream. I did a review of Brie Larson's shitty movie Unicorn Store. I recorded
what the fuck?
I recorded a Star Trek video. I'll never forget this. I recorded a Star Trek video and a Captain Marvel video in a wardrobe.
Oh yeah.
Inside of a wardrobe because the castle was too echoey. So I went inside the wardrobe and recorded with the lavalier mic and recorded videos, dude.
That's how you do it, man.
And it worked.
How you doing?
Getting it done.
Got 100,000 views on one of those videos. I was like, yeah, baby. It was Star Trek. I can't remember. It was a Star Trek video, but yeah. I did it. So
you can't
we can
tell
do it from
if you
Peru.
Cover it. If you cover it with.
Well, I wasn't on camera for both of them. So
yeah. Can't even tell.
Do we want to share? I think we should share this. The wandering wolf megalithic.
Yes.
Peru,
oh,
which
I have
that is also
ready.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right. So megalithic journey in Peru.
Come
by the
with
way,
us to Peru.
$2,900. Okay, that's not like chump change. I'm not saying it's cheap, but for a trip like this,
nothing.
It's fucking cheap.
Yeah,
yeah,
dude, that is nothing for a trip like this.
So you have to.
I'm gonna touch that rock, man.
I'm gonna. Oh, I can't go. Wait,
get all over that
sexy woman.
Yeah, we're gonna get on that sexy woman.
Oh my god,
you're gonna be all inside of it.
We're gonna touch her rocks.
We're gonna be all up in sexy woman.
Dude, I can't wait. I've been doing a lot of like cardio at the gym.
Nice.
And doing like so elevation stuff because I know it's gonna be
dude I'm doing a walk right after this stream.
Yeah,
yep.
My friend's there right now and she's like, you're like gasping for air just walking,
dude. I start my super fast tomorrow. Oh
yeah
It's gonna be
that's young. Also my goal is like dropping weight because I've been dropping weight
Adam
all year.
Adam can fucking
like,
get up, walk from his desk right now and go do these hikes. So fuck you, Adam.
I'm
just
so
well,
I've seen it.
I don't
I've
know about
it.
That.
He's pretty good.
I know about that. I do.
I mean,
you're in shape. You're in good shape.
Okay.
We went on that run. You're pretty
good.
Yeah, cool.
And
yeah.
I kept looking back. Where
I
did Garrett go?
Aww.
Garrett!
I've got.
I think I started pushing you at one point.
Oh my like God. Rolling me like Sisyphus. And I just roll back down.
So we're going to go to Ollantaytambo. It's
Ollantaytambo.
So we need to does the trip leave from Houston or do we need to
you
meet
need
them
to
there?
Meet in Cusco. So you, however Cusco. Easy okay. it is.
Well, I think we should all take the same fucking
We should all meet.
I mean, I'm going to be in first class. Fuck you, motherfuckers. But
you just look down like.
I'm coming from Toronto, so it's
okay.
Just
so we should
easier.
Just. Yeah.
I will
That's
meet you
said.
There.
Oh, business class, not first class.
Yeah.
But, first class is where they have beds and they.
Well, and then depending on where your layovers
best flight
are.
I ever had.
Lounge passes.
I fucking hate flying, but I got on my way out to London. I got my warm towelette. I've told the story. It was the best flight I've ever had. I was like, oh. I could do this.
You pay for
never felt so
in
gay.
First class.
You know what? I didn't care how gay. It looks super gay. Like, I didn't care because I wasn't
my nicer. Mimosa, please.
I didn't have my flight anxiety, right? So.
And I thought you guys were like, talking about. I thought you were talking food. About Eurovision.
Oh, dude, Eurovision's always gay.
No. But this year
that
was
really
exceptional,
gay.
Exceptionally gay. It was,
dude, the UK. What's going on with the UK right now? There's two kinds of things happening in the UK. Like the UK is turning gay, and then it's letting a bunch of people in who want to kill all the gay people. So
yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
with
it's gonna work out
just fine.
It's good. Wow,
it'll be
sure.
fine.
That's uh-huh. the most homophobic thing I've ever heard you say.
It'll be
wow.
That's not what I said.
Wow.
That's not what I said.
No, damn.
Like, no, there's
damn.
Like,
I'm just talking about the
lots
peace.
Of very cool people.
We
met a lot of very cool down to earth people in the UK, and then you watch their television, right? And you're like, good God.
Dude,
yeah.
What is
and the people in control, like in the
and
government.
Dancing
too,
with the Stars
like,
is the most butch thing on the
what
air.
Is this? Yikes.
That's twisted.
I mean, did you not see Doctor Who? Well, you guys didn't. Well, I did.
I saw the photos in the clip that you put up.
Did you hear the quote about the ratings? So the ratings were crappy.
Was it white
weather.
Men's fault?
No, good weather.
Literally, we'll find any excuse to say it's not their fault.
They said, oh, wow. It was good weather.
It was nice outside.
Doesn't happen much in the UK.
Everybody went and touched fucking grass. That's what they did.
That's funny.
That's stupid.
Pretty good. That's pretty good. Oh,
God. It's so, like, I don't want to make a video on it, Garrett, but God, it's getting so retarded on Twitter right now.
You may have to. Just out of all that.
Yeah, we'll see if it gets dumber on Monday. And then...
If it escalates.
It's pretty fucking dumb right now.
Oh, my goodness, dude. And another, pronouns correction scene. Like,
yeah.
Look, oh, we I get it, man.
It. On the musical scene at the end. That was...
The twist.
Yeah, I.
What was that music doubts. Even? That wasn't
It was supposed to be like Hairspray, you know? And it's like, no. So I noped out on that one. I just went, nope.
I don't watch Doctor Who for musical numbers. Like, I don't watch Star Trek to watch musical numbers.
Musical numbers is something for season 8 of a show. You know? Way down the line, you start to run out of ideas. Then you have a musical episode.
Like Supernatural when they did the animated show, which was really fucking good, by the way.
Or Community, way down the line.
Way down the line.
Not first.
Yeah, let's get some soups. But yeah, Peru's going to be amazing. Can't wait for Peru.
Yeah, so if you want good guides, hang out with us. Adventure.
Sorry.
He'll be there in spirit. I think we should bring a little Adam on a stick with us.
I can't make it. No.
You know what I think we should do, Adam, is we should get an iPad and we can wear it like a necklace.
Oh, like
put
a
you
gangster
on it,
necklace.
Like FaceTime. So you
I love
can
treat him. Let's treat him like Az. We'll have a little cut out of his face everywhere.
You know what? That would really make me feel good because I love that. Well, it's weird because I'm like devastated that I'm not going to be in Peru with you guys, but I'm going to meet my son in about 3 months. And so he'll be like a month and a half at that point. But like,
I don't want to miss
any second of him.
No, you don't. You don't want to miss
growing up. Like these moments. Like I mean, I don't have any kids.
Oh, you're
so
not
going
to miss any second. You're not going to be able to sleep.
Hey, Peru's going to be there.
I can't wait.
Peru's going to be there unless Ben from Suspicious Observers is right. Then maybe better hurry.
Well, shit.
In that case, then I don't think a lot of things aren't going to matter.
Yeah.
Not going to matter.
Make Adam stickers and put them everywhere in Peru. I love that. And then I'll have to try to find them when I'm there. I like get there and there's like a local community of people who like know my faith. They're like, hey, you. And I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, you're on the wall here. And it's like, just like a big huge.
You've defaced all of our temples. You're arrested.
You're under arrest. I'd land and just go right to jail.
Yeah, right to jail. Straight to jail.
You know what? God, you know what? Chat, I'm going to, and don't, you're not a personal armory or anything, but I do want to peer pressure Hugh Newman, not Richard Dolan so much, but David Hatcher Childress, all these guys who have a bunch of books out there who are not on audiobook. They need fucking audiobook. Come on, guys. It's not that much. For one, they would probably make a bunch of money off of it, but we really need to. When I see them at Cosmic Summit, I'm gonna go right up to Hugh Newman. It's like, motherfucker, audiobook, dude. Come on.
And you got to read it.
And you got to read it.
You got to read it yourself.
Yeah.
Best way.
Because you know, they have a bunch of books, and I mean, like, you know, I'm gonna read them, but I could do it a lot faster if it was audiobook, and then we can review it here. I think reviewing new books, reviewing any documentaries, we're going to start reacting to more stuff and, of course, having more guests. And Hugh Newman has to be one of those guests. Has to be.
We're going to work on it.
Cool dude.
Pretty cool dude. Pretty cool dude when you meet him in IRL.
Yeah.
Solid guy. So and a good speaker. Very good speaker. He's funny. Mixes in a few jokes here and there. It's always good. It's always good. All right.
Oops.
Oops. Thanks for being here. We love you guys. Sorry, the topic kind of died out. My apologies.
Sometimes it happens.
Oh, we'll have a banger next week. But if you've missed any of our episodes, we've had some good guests. We'll get Mike Barra on to do the Mars episode. Let's do the Mars episode before we do Cosmic Summit. So I'll hit him up after the show. I'll hit him up and say, bruh, let's do a real Mars episode. Let's get in the weeds. I wonder how Hoagland's doing. I hope Hoagland's okay. Richard Hoagland. Fucking legend. Gary is going to bang her next week. Hey, listen, Eric. Not next what? Week. That's what Eric just said in the chat.
So why are you like this, Eric?
Jesus, Eric. Well,
why are you so interested in his life like that?
I mean, I could tell you, but it'd be like hearing your parents like describe their sex. No.
Well, thank you. No.
No, thank you.
How do you think you got here?
My parents only did it 3 times ever. 3 kids. Yeah,
they never did it when you were over visiting.
No.
Or when, yeah. But more importantly, when they were visiting at your house and staying in your room, they never did.
Obviously, they wouldn't do that.
Of course not. Heath J for 20 says, you guys rule. No, you rule, Heath. Thank you. Josh Kelsey drops 20, walks away because that's what Josh does.
What did he say?
He doesn't have to.
He's a man of few words. When he says them, they mean a lot.
Blonde Brainstorm 93 for 20 says, Harp reportedly ran an experiment on May 10th called Making the Invisible Visible. The scientists are said to have used HARP for enhancement of the atmosphere. Supposedly, scientists bounced images and sounds as well. I wonder if that.
I need to read more. I need to see more about this.
Yeah. So, the strange noises. We've done a show on those. Those things happen. At first, I thought they were horns. I thought it was all fake. I thought it was all bullshit. And then, like, stuff came from around the world. So, it's obviously something atmospheric. That's what I think. Right. But it's still like really bizarre.
Yeah. Like what the hell is bizarre. It?
And then I heard one here. When I fucking heard one here, I was like, holy shit. And it wasn't long enough for me to get my phone out. I had my phone out.
They're like crack, you know, and
it's usually during storms. I mean, but there are clear skies when it happens too. So, but no, I definitely heard, it sounds like like somebody's dragging a big heavy piece of metal across like the pavement. That's what it sounded like. Fucking crazy. David L for $5 says, happy Hoochie Mama Day, triple X-ray girl.
Heyo.
You know, I had no idea I had that button. Now I can't stop using it. I'm sorry.
You had it the whole time.
I had it the whole time.
He just had to accidentally boomer it.
I did. Well, because Az kept making the noise. I'm like, wait a minute. I think I have Matthew Hammond for $4.99. Thank you. I need that button too. Thanks to Gary's biological mom for giving him up for adoption so his adoptive mom can make him ungovernable. That's right. Happy Mother's Day to both Gary's moms. Happy Mother's Day. I love
that. Happy Mother's Day.
All the moms out there. Future mom, Adam's wife, future mom. Well, future
Sweden mom. Actually has its own Mother's Day, and it's not, it's like in 2 weeks or something.
Whatever, you're American. Why? Okay. You observe.
I don't know. Well, I wish her happy Mother's Day, and I smile. Like, it's your first one, although technically not, you know, whatever. She feels him now. He's like moving around a lot, you know? Aww. She could tell that if he's awake or if he's sleeping. It's kind of fun. So, you know, feels more and more real as the days go by, but.
Eric K.
She's like, it's not for another couple of weeks.
For $2. Excuse Garrett. He left for his daily probing. Yeah.
It was quick.
Eric.
It was
quick.
Yeah, in and out.
So does Sweden wait till have the same over. Mother's Day as the UK, or is it like Sweden's Mother's Day?
I don't know shit about the UK stuff. I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't cross compare.
You're closer.
What does that mean? I don't give a shit though. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Fuck? I really don't know. I don't know.
Hunter Becknell for $10. The New York Times broke the gimbal video, but the New York Times is also the CIA's mouthpiece. So who knows? Yeah. Yeah.
Was it Paperclip? Is that?
Well, yeah, Project Paperclip. What's the project?
I don't trust them.
Well, Paperclip's still in effect. We just don't know what the name of it is. And it's gone, like, newspapers are fucking irrelevant at this point. It's gone into social media. Like, Twitter blew that open, but it's also in Disney, in Amazon, in Hollywood, like anything that sells you information, the government is there. The government is there. Dude, I love all this. I wish we should It's not super Forbidden Frontier, but it's conspiratorial. Maybe some other day in the near future, we can go down the COVID rabbit hole, because there's a lot of like Cuomo coming out and saying, well, we were just giving bad information. Go fuck yourself, dude. Fuck yeah. You. Fuck yeah. You. Don't.
I'm like saying it's a long list.
Don't try to reinvent yourself now, because yeah. Like you got fucking canned at CNN and you want to carve a place in the independent sphere. Go fuck yourself, you phony.
We should put Lady Gravemaster's autism on that. You know, I bet you could do a whole timeline of every event. Like,
I can give her a lot of help.
Yeah. Speaking of which,
we could all do
one of my favorite Twitter follows now.
Oh yeah,
so thanks for that. She's freaking awesome.
Yeah, we'll line her up, but I can guide her because I was paying very close attention to it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'll be honest though, YouTube is not the place.
No, it will not be the place. Where
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Okay. Another time, okay, another cool.
Maybe
place.
We'll do
I've learned that the hard way. Somewhere. Okay.
Maybe we'll do a special episode somewhere. But the truth of the matter is, if YouTube finds out what we're talking about anywhere else, they can still get you. Terms of service. It's in the terms of service.
Wow.
Matthew Hammond for $4.99. It's Mother's Day. So a big happy birthday to all you mothers out there. Mike Shannon, St. Louis Cardinals baseball radio broadcaster. A big happy birthday to all you mothers out there. How about that?
Happy Mother Birthday.
Tranny Reindeer, my brand new curtains, as told by Terry, says Settle Ryan for $5. Is that one of those AI songs? Like I shit my pants? Or I glued my butthole shut or whatever.
Oh.
Have you heard those AI? They're pretty funny. I love that AI is taking over Dr. Demento, right? You guys didn't hear the one. What was it, chat? I glued my butthole shut or something. It's like a Motown song. It's fucking funny. Oh God, it's funny. Justin Wertz for $10 doesn't say anything but donates. Thank you, Justin. Spencer Weinseck does the same thing for $9.99. Prison Wife Gary for $2. Where are you been, bitch? Speaking of coming out.
Hey-o.
Wild Warlock for $10. Great. Greek culture is so old that they are the first culture to try bonus hole fun, and it's now called Greek style.
Oh, God.
Well, maybe the Greeks did invent math, but not like the ones we thought. Maybe it was just like way older, because somebody had to invent math, because math was required to build all of these temples. You can't tell me they were just going
precise math. Looks good. Looks good, Johnny.
All right.
Put it in a pin in that one.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. When you think about it, Swamp Fox Productions for $4.99. Are you all going to contact in the desert? Probably not, but that could change. That could change. June is that's before. June's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be doing like House of the Dragon from Cosmic Summit, because House of the Dragon drops.
Yeah.
At Cosmic Summit, and I'm not missing it. So. I will be doing it from, hopefully Randall will be done. But I'll be doing some work from there. But before then, it's Acolyte. But I don't know.
And the boys.
Maybe I'll drive through.
Oh, is the boys coming back?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the boys, Acolyte, House of the Dragon, cool. All in the same month.
Mm-hmm. House of the Dragon and the boys. Those are two shows that I'd be down.
I'm House of the Dragon. I think it's going to be great. It's next level.
I hope so.
Well, I'm not going to spoil anything. Just make sure you watch that first episode.
It's really important.
Yeah.
I don't want it to get spoiled on Twitter either.
Better yet, do not wait to watch it. Watch the first episode.
People are going to be talking about it.
As it airs. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Some Norwegian guy for 25 Norwegian krona says, have you guys heard of Jim Brewer's Chappelle theory? Oh, yes, I have heard.
He was on Roseanne talking
about. Yes, is that the clone? Yes. Is that the clone
theory? No, that they tried to get to him. Like, they get to people, right?
And I don't think he said that Dave told him, was like, hey, they came and they met with me and said, hey, you got to do these certain things. and he decided not to. That's why we left.
I fully believe that once a celebrity hits a certain threshold of fame, that yes, absolutely. Dude, Elvis was hanging out with the fucking FBI, was mm-hmm. going to meet the president. Yep. Presidents are human. They like rock stars, so it could be for access to the rock. There could be a lot of things into it, but absolutely. Yes, you see this all the time. Oh, I'm completely down with the Illuminati weirdo stuff that they do, because it's weird that, like, Lady Gaga, you know, if you watch Lady Gaga was like a normal girl.
Never seen it. Point.
Her version of Stars Born is legit a great movie. Legit. But it tells kind of her life too, right? And the whole point of the story is like, don't let these fuckers change you, right? And they did.
Of course.
And so she goes on to become a star anyway, but becomes the thing like he never wanted to. That's why he drank himself to death. In that, you see that transformation of like how you get corrupted by the system. And Rush wrote a song about it, Spirit of the Radio. Listen to it.
Glittering prizes, cooking,
and endless compromises. Parties. Yes. And the next thing you know, you're like this normal Jersey girl, and then you're at fucking, you're right, Spirit Cooking. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happens all the time. And it's a way, the whole island thing, you know, you trap people, you get video. Well, that's what the Hollywood culture is. It's a giant island that gets you, compromises you. All of a sudden, producers know some dirt about you. LA Confidential. You saw LA Confidential, right? So those newspapers existed back in the 40s and 50s. You know how they kept people in control? They were always going to accuse you of being a communist, because most of them were. And they were always going to accuse you and out you of being gay, because most of them were. And they became very controllable. That shit's happening today. Just look at all the gay black rappers out there.
Diddy. Where is he? Anybody find him yet?
I think everything's fine now. That was weird. Or they were just going to destroy the evidence. Which is, that's what happened now. That's what I'm convinced happened. They said, hey, Diddy, you can't have that stuff. Only the government can have that stuff. The government can blackmail people. So we're going to say we're going to raid you, but we're going to leave you alone. So lay low for a little while. We're going to raid your house. We might like cuff your kids. We'll be fine to them. And then we're going to destroy all that shit. Okay. Ryan for $5. Hail Fellowship. In Skinwalker Ranch, the hole in the cow rib is a little sus. No one ever brought up the possibility of a firearm, like you guys said. And all assumed a bite mark. And that's a really great point. That's all I'm going
to
say.
So I said, the fact that they didn't even think to even
bring it up.
Maybe it's a possible, could it be a bullet? Is someone shooting on our property? We don't want anyone thinking that. It's right. Weird. It's a dire wolf.
It's a totally different medium, right? But like when I'm making a video and I'm throwing theories out there, I have to throw all theories out there. Like,
correct.
This could be bullshit. I could just say that this could be bullshit, or this could be the other obvious thing. You have to say that, or you're hiding something, or you just are. And I don't want to hear.
I got something for it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're telling a narrative if you're not giving all of the possibilities.
All the possibilities.
Precise.
Crypto Kev for $5. Completely unrelated. Just finished Clarkson's Farm. Lord, I want to farm now. This is awesome too. Hail chat. Hail to you. Yeah. And I farm, like Melissa's like, we're going to get some land and an orchard. I'm glad she said orchard and not like animals or anything, because farming is a lot of fucking work.
Yes.
A lot of work. A lot of work. Man, that's the life, man. Like being out away from a city.
You can eat food fresh. It's amazing.
We were all from a culture, not all, but like, a lot of us Gen Xers and late boomers were all from the like, hey, we're from the suburbs and the small towns and we want to go to the cities where it's exciting. And we did that. And now we're like, fuck the cities. I want to go back to the country. Chickens. I want some boring ass small town. Yeah. Give me some chickens.
Yeah. The less people around, the better.
The less people around, the better. And it's like, I love it. Comes around, goes around. Thumb Ugly for $2. Earth, Final Conflict, Talon, Neuralink, remember? Oh, yes. There's lots of sci-fi about connecting your brain to machinery and it going incredibly wrong.
That's the crazy thing about all this. It's like we've had a ton of sci-fi about AI and robots and Neuralinks and all this stuff, like Neuromancer, the whole like dystopian future of that, like the cyberpunk kind of thing. But we just seem to, we just keep going in that direction anyways. It's like, guys,
like a lot of think Black about Mirror this stuff. Episodes were like that too. Yeah. So,
yeah, can't stop.
Well, yeah. What if some guy fucks with his Neuralink and gets ultimate capacity to his brain, but it turns him into like some kind of apex predator, fucking like the worst thing possible. You know,
it can no also empathy. He's just out there hunting people. Like
End of Serenity. Mm-hmm. Remember they pump the atmosphere with a chemical to calm down the population a little bit, and it calmed them down too much. Mm-hmm. But in a small percentage of the population, it did the opposite and turned them into, you know,
or believers. This CRISPR stuff. Like is a great episode on Y-Files. They just did it on AI and CRISPR and how you can take out bad genes and put in good genes. Well, that just means you could also take out good genes and put in bad genes if you wanted to.
Eugenics. Mm.
Yeah. So, just seems good episode.
Worthwhile.
Dark future.
Hole in your brain too.
I might have some. I might have some pre-drilled holes in my brain that they can use. Maverick 626 for €5 says, "Did NSA?
Oh, an S. Oh my God,
NSA.
The NSA."
An essay.
Sorry, she need to put a space there.
Oh, like an essay.
That's just a name, but as soon as he said it, I'm like,
essay. What an essay. Hey. They don't do it.
Just the top button, man. Hey,
I still do that. Did an essay on implants. Neuralink Edge is finer reading. That's why they need to plant it to the brain, unlike outboard sensor caps and electrodes. Well, you know, Normal World did a great sketch on that, by the way.
We did do one.
You did.
Dude, it was pretty good.
The giant thing was off the side of his head.
He's all, does it show? And they're all, no.
Just kept thinking of naked people.
Crypto. Yes, that was a really good sketch. Crypto Kev for $5. Brandon Fugel at it again. Just bought the Kurgan's screen worn costume for his collection. He just got the original Chucky doll over the week.
Cool.
Dude, if I had his money, you bet your ass I'd be doing that shit.
Heck yeah.
Statues on statues on statues.
The only like legit props I have left that I had some better ones. I don't even want to talk about it because I relapsed. But I've got a couple of Green Goblin pumpkin bombs.
Oh yeah, Spider-Man, you told me about that.
Spider-Man. I've got the saw from Spider-Man 2, which is just resin. It weighs about an ounce. Like it's not.
Yeah.
And I got a sonic screwdriver. I got a sonic screwdriver from
that's Doctor pretty Who. Dope.
That's cool.
Yeah, is that, like now, is that screen the use prop?
Is that the old G1 or the new one that looks like
a butt plug? New one looks like
it's
a butt
11th plug. Hour and it's and no, it's an 11th hour one.
No. Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. Vincent, $5. How long until leftists claim Elon Musk Neuralink to be a human right? Hail Zorbo.
Oh, goodness. Probably already.
Already.
Well, it's not just Elon. What is it? Blackstone? No. Mind fucking right now.
BlackRock.
BlackRock is also researching into a brain chip.
Oh, very much the same. Great. That's who
you
I
just
want.
Program your behaviors. Fucking brilliant.
That's what they talk about in the back to the Y-Files episode. That's what the whole AI CRISPR thing was like, to make a population that's subservient and not aggressive and doesn't ask questions.
Wow. Watch Serenity.
Yeah.
All in there.
There's so many different versions of that story, you know?
It always ends in a zombie apocalypse of some kind.
Or a revolution where they all get where they take back control and
they don't
kill
take
them all.
Back control.
Mad About Hatter for $5. That is pounds, British pounds, proper money. Telling more people about the solar flares and polar shifts. Apparently, I am mad. Who knew? LOL. Let's see who's mad later on. Well, they'll be sad.
Yeah.
They'll be all, shit, we should have listened to that guy. Then they're dead.
The hard part, it's not mainstream, although this past weekend it hit mainstream because of the Aurora Borealis. Yeah. And people aren't finding out about the technology breakdowns that have happened because it's hard to find.
What sucks is we're reactionary as a populace, right?
True.
There's a smaller percentage of the this is science, by the way. There's a smaller percentage of the population that's a little skeptical and won't go for this stuff. I think the greatest science experiment of all time was COVID. And we saw a lot of people who believed the fucking the narrative and took the government's word. Took their word completely.
Yeah, and they then believed the government.
They believed the government.
There was a bunch of us just trusted.
No, like against my better judgment, when it started, I said, "I'll give it 2 weeks." They said 2 weeks. Fine. Okay. Let's see. I didn't believe them, but I'm like, "All right, let's see." And then when 2 weeks passed, then it turned into two. I just like that. At that point, this is all bullshit. This is all fucking bullshit. This is all bullshit. And there's a smaller percentage that won't believe this stuff, and they've talked about this. Remember that dude from the Weather Underground, the one who became Obama's like mentor, who actually killed somebody, went to prison, 60s radical gang, blew up a bomb, and I think killed a person, maybe a cop or a person.
Name.
Remember when his secret recordings came out? Michael Savage played them on the radio. By the way, Michael Savage, super right wing guy out of San Francisco. It was really weird listening to him, but he played those tapes. And the guys, they were talking about like, well, what if we get our communist revolution? There's always going to be 25% of the population that's just not going to go for it. And he's all, well, they'll go to the re-education camps. The re-education camps.
This is the mentor of the president of the United States.
Obama.
The current president.
Bill Ayers. Bill Ayers. Thank you.
Yeah. Bill Ayers. Nice. Yeah. By the way, shout out to the Earth's magnetosphere. Because that puppy, if we didn't have that, we'd have been screwed.
Woo.
All right. So
toast.
Still exactly. Strong.
And Jupiter. Jupiter and our magnetosphere. Mm. Thank you.
Yeah.
There's a
Ben was saying there was a 10% chance of this shutting down society. That's huge. There's a 10% chance that over the past couple days, like all of society would like all electronics would stop working. Like that's kind of nuts.
People are going, nothing shut down. It's like, do you guys, have you heard of the Carrington event? Go look up the Carrington event. Go look it up. It happened.
Yes.
It was recorded and it was just lucky it happened in the 1800s. If it happened today, we'd be fucked.
We'd be fucking screwed.
Brett Weinstein was talking about that with Ben. It's a great, great live stream, by the way. And he's like,
it was.
Our transformers are they're starting to fix this, but they're all vulnerable.
Yeah.
All vulnerable. All they need to be is underground. They need to be shielded. They need to be underground somehow.
Yeah, he broke it down too in that interview. He was like, there's no transformers, no power, no refrigeration. So 3 days, there's no food, there's no water filtration,
water filtration, we're fucked.
Dude, yeah. Like within a week, we're complete pandemonium.
Yep.
Yep.
Like, good luck trying to get that back on track. Yeah, maybe less. But good luck trying to get that back on track during all of that.
To go back to my point is we're a reactionary society. So Randall Carlson just put up his old clip from the Joe Rogan show where he's talking about the Chicxulub meteor. Chicxulub, whatever. In Russia.
Chicklets.
In Siberia.
No, that wasn't in... That hit, like, Mexico.
Chicxulub, that was the
Chicxulub hit Mexico.
That's what killed the dinosaurs, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm mixing
Siberia.
Up. What's the Siberian town? Not Tunguska. It was called.
It's something else.
Oh, the one where they got all like the dash cam footage.
Footage of it.
Yeah, it was like blowing out windows and
Chicxulub was like millions and millions of years ago.
Yeah.
Yes, Russian.
The one in Russia. What was that called? I don't remember.
Chablinsky.
Chablinsky. Right,
2013. I remember watching this and like going, whoa. Like, I had never seen anything like that. And what Randall explains in this clip is, you know, it didn't kill. It's really good. It only injured 1,500 people,
right?
Because it was 12 miles in the sky. But if it was a couple of miles lower, at a different angle, just a slight different angle, and a little bit faster, the same size meteor would have killed thousands of people. And he said, unfortunately, that would have woken people up to this, and we would have probably, you know, really gotten together and said, we need to figure out like how to like keep meteors from hitting the ground. Like, because that's a more of a threat than climate change ever fucking will be.
And same with the sun. We can't stop this. That's the thing.
Can't stop the sun.
There's nothing we can do.
You have a slight. If we start working on it now in a couple hundred years, we could probably think of a way to like move an asteroid. Sun, no, we're fucked. You're right. But
unless we can build some giant shield that's bigger than anything we've ever built.
What, a Dyson sphere?
Sphere around the sun that could contain it. Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, I heard Dan Vask hit a million. Whatever.
Damn.
Congrats, Dan.
About time.
Congrats, it's Dan. About time, I'm happy Dan. For you.
Still gay.
How's the song?
I gotta call him tomorrow. I got too busy today.
Okay. All right. Man buns are gay.
Yeah, get it
man
done.
Man buns are gay. There's two things I have to get done tomorrow. So they'll be done. They'll be just fucking done. Southeastern Kaiju for $2 says, Adam, is that an Atlanta Hawks hat? If yes, why?
This is an Epicverse hat. Actually,
Epicverse hat. Yeah.
Josiah Rises, Epic Mike, Epicverse. Yep. Master of the TDS is also on the squad, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't know who else, but I'm looking forward to what they're going to do.
Per Deathbed Confessionals, a lot of folks aren't all there mentally when they're about to check out just my two cents. In a lot of cases, you're right. Fair enough. Southeastern Kaiju for $5. But I don't know about that guy. But yes, some are completely gone. Magna Defender, 98 for $5. Why can't the mainstream media shut the fuck up about the coof? The coof is over for 99% of the world, but the media refuses to drop a dead horse. It's been 4 years. Move on. They made a lot of money off of it, and they still are. And they have. And now they're trying to protect themselves because they're realizing they went too hard on it, and their credibility, which was fucked anyway.
I'll just say, and AstraZeneca just announced some shit the other day. And
there's still a lot of things for them to kind of coming out interference for.
One of the things got pulled off the market completely. Yeah.
Why? Yeah.
They said, well, it's financial. Bullshit. Bullshit. It's financial. Oh, it is.
Oh, it's going to be.
Oh, it is.
Motherfucker, it's going to be.
Oh, it is. But yeah, that Cuomo
they ruined people's lives, man, over that.
Yeah, they did.
Fucking pisses me off.
Yeah, they did. So yeah. I need to see them being a lot more sorry than they are. A lot. Gregory Lieber for $2. How could Zorbu rate the newest episode of Nurse What? Zorbu's kind of gay, so I'm going to think he's 10 out of 10. Accident Seller.
Whoa. 15 Norwegian no, he's krona. Doing it for science. I don't know about, sure if about it's that. Sex. No. Garrett, you sure would know that? More
he
than me.
Be gay and a scientist.
You sure well, about according, that?
You're the bigot.
Hold on. The way that you said that sounds like
that's
you
I'm,
know
I'm, that's
that
saying. It's
there's some sexual energy
he
to
came
it.
Came after me pretty hard.
Okay. All right. So we have confirmation.
Yeah. Zorbu just piped in for $25, by the way. Says, hail, Earthlings.
What do you got to say?
My admiration for Gary's leadership was recently validated. I snuck into his home to check his brain chip and noticed his framed high school equivalency diploma said, what did it say?
Gadgeated.
I gadgeated.
Even Gary can't read it.
That sounds like a street diploma.
Written in crayon.
I'm so retarded, I can't even read gadgeated. this word is very special recognition. Yes, bravo, G. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hey, I've got two kids now who are going to gadgeate. That's more than I did. So, Accident Seller for 50 Norwegian krona. Aropus, the image of Gary with the purse. It says Aropus.
think.
What's apophis? What does that mean?
I don't know.
You're using big words.
The image of Gary with his purse. I saw old vid of him with green hair and no beard. Looked like an LGBTQ USB HDMI plus gender studies major. I was going to Comic-Con. Dark Knight came out and my entire team dyed their hair green because of the Joker. Okay.
Yeah. Hair dye didn't used to be gay.
It used to be gay.
Just be a punk thing.
You need to take it back. It's not.
Really sucks that happened.
Ugly.
Yep. Don't look for the pictures of me with blue hair the year I went with blue hair.
I had blue hair.
Oh,
too.
My.
Yeah. I had blue hair fucking blue back hair. In the day, like way back in the day. I had a blue mohawk. But that's when it was like, actually rebellious. McLeod 54 for $5. My work schedule changed. Now I get to catch you beautiful bastards live every week. Oh, I'm sorry, but thank you. Thank you.
That's good.
That is good.
You got it.
Yeah. Oh, was it apropos? Is that
apropos? Yeah.
Is that what
probably
you?
We okay. just, it said our propo. Yeah. It said our propo. Is that how you spell it?
Apropos. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. I mean, I'm retarded.
Apropos.
So. We have really established that I'm retarded. So. Okay.
And I don't know English. So.
But he gadgeted. So
yeah,
I gadgeted.
So it tracks.
He gadgeted.
Yeah.
I gadgeted from a male in high school. I did.
It still counts.
Yeah. It does
count. Counts.
Nobody asks anyways. Like, come on.
It's true.
Rainer for $5. Has anyone noticed that UFOs look like or have the appearance of the technology of that decade? Sometimes, except for the your classic saucer is still being seen. We just saw a video of one.
Yeah.
The one out of the plane, that was like legit. That one looked like a 1950s flying saucer. But yes.
I don't know if that's the case. Like,
I think some of the stuff we're seeing
are out of technology. That's
most of the stuff we're seeing is ours. That's just a fact. Most of the stuff we're seeing is ours, but it's that small percentage. The stuff that looks utterly otherworldly and bizarre is the stuff that's more convincing to me. Think about it. If you are, I mean, for one, the classic UFOs makes sense. If you're that far advanced, you would have the least amount of stuff propelling your ship. You wouldn't have all this fucking equipment. You're going a long distance, probably with some fucking drone that you grew, right? Some alien drone with some that you basically downloaded an AI into that they could probably think back to the home planet. So it doesn't even have to come home. So it just comes in basically a can that is propelled by element 115 that you press one fucking button and you go. And that's probably it. It's not going to be super complicated. It'll be less complicated.
Think about how we make phones. The fucking iPad that just came out, it's just thinner and thinner and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Like that's where
technology
goes. We're
doing flexible now. Have you seen those?
Right. Yeah. Like the technology goes in the direction of smaller and less complicated.
Except for phones. It went bigger.
Well, they need to be bigger for me, but I broke my...
But the capacity inside of those phones are smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yes. It's crazy.
Yeah.
WG has gifted 5 Neurotic Live memberships for $25. Thank you, WG. I'll see you at Cosmic Summit. Johnny the Rootcher for $10. Have you heard of the podcast Mysterious Universe? Yes, I have. Similar to your content. Plus, they have funny Australian accents. Yes, I've listened to it. They're very good. Blonde Brainstorm 93 for $5. One phrase used in the report was Steve Strong thermal emission velocity enhancement. We should always verify though that we can't, that can't be impossible. Okay. So one phrase used in the report was Steve. Gotcha. Spencer Weinsek for $4.99. Today I've learned that getting snowmanned means. Thanks, new Doctor Who. Oh boy. Henry back to play for $4.99, just support. Thank you. Andrew Matthews for £5, proper money. Nurse What had a veiny device. Is that what Zorbu uses as a probe? Ask Garrett. WG for $20.
He knocks me out first. I don't know.
Great show, gang. Cosmic Summit is right around the corner. See you there. See you there, brother.
Yes.
Darth Clefus for £2. You familiar with the Pentrick incident? Topic worthy. Look that up.
Pentrick.
P-E-N-T-Y-R-C. Pentrick?
Pentrick.
Accident seller for 20 Norwegian krona. Preston Dennett on YouTube has videos on UFO encounters.
Like from Wales?
I will check it out.
Incident.
Didn't it? Okay. A couple more here. Clarkson's Farm was way better than Skinwalker. Yes, it was. And as much chance of seeing any and has much of a chance of seeing any UFOs. Probably if you just look in the sky. Clarkson's Farm is like a well-made show too. Like really well-made. Vertigo, welcome. You are a traveler now. Mad Dog 375. To see the Aurora Northern Lights more efficiently because it's only over most areas 5 minutes every 30 minutes. Google Aurora forecast. Use the NOAA 30 minutes. Oh, so we weren't looking at the right time. Adam.
I looked when it was dark.
Aurora forecast.
Vic Whiplash is a traveler. Oh. Got my first link in 15 by Bikers Misfit Skull. There you go.
Cool.
Zorbu for $25. The fuck? You saying I'm gay? Tattoos? Yes.
Yes. Zorbu, please. You've flown through time and space to get the ass. Okay.
To get the ass.
So that's gay.
Unless Zorbu's a girl.
It's called science, you know? Bitches. Science. That may be a little bit of a hazing. Anyway, we aren't the ones lighting scented candles and playing the best of Air Supply during research. Looking at you, Adam, and Quarter Black, so gay. Graham Hancock destroyed the Minuteman in an article on his website. Oh, I'll have to check that out.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Yeah,
he's responding to the Minuteman? Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
His videos are great, though. I'll give it to him.
The real JBC says one like, one probe. And that's where we'll end it. One like, one probe. One like, one probe.
Only probes account. You guys want to follow me there?
God. Oh, my God.
Come right over.
Scientific
investigations.
Garrett's sleeping in every shot.
Yeah, every shot of sleep.
Just knocked out.
So, Graham, fucking, I hope we get an Ancient Apocalypse season 2, dude.
Dude, I hope
we will.
So too.
We will. I'm just putting it out there that we will, because I believe it.
Dude, he was all over South America and all over the world the last year. So
yeah.
He was either doing a book, and I heard from a very good source in the chat that he was doing the second season. So
tiny arms. Or
it was Orbu.
It was not Henry Cavill.
Tiny arms.
All right, so we'll have a good topic next week. We'll have a good topic. I'll reach out to Mike Barra too. So we'll
get cool
Mars episode going.
Check this out. This is
lots
cool.
of visual evidence.
There's a forecast. You can watch the forecast of the Aurora Borealis.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
How are people saying they saw it down here? Lies. These are lies.
I don't see it here in Texas.
That's the normal one. That's the normal Aurora Borealis.
Not yesterday.
That's the 30 minute forecast.
I've seen it before when I was a little kid, when I was in Canada. Yeah, when I was in Vancouver.
You're in Canada, not in Texas. Yeah.
Why were you in Canada?
We went up there. We went to Vancouver and British Columbia on a road trip.
That's cool.
Yeah, but I was like 7, so I remember getting eaten alive by mosquitoes and seeing the Aurora Borealis. And that was when it was still like UK. So they had like the British guards and the changing of the guard. And I tried to make them do faces and I jumped up and down, stuck. I went, as a kid, you know, didn't work.
Was that like the 1800s or something?
It was in the 1800s. Yeah. It was actually right after the War of 1812.
Yeah. It's when they took over.
Yeah.
went to go visit.
Yeah, it was just like 1813. What do you got coming up, Garrett?
Normal world this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, as always. Go check that out. We're having a lot of fun over there. Tomorrow, based AF Monday on this guy's channel down there. And then I'm continuing my Fallout playthrough right after that.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun. And we're about to go mess up those super mutants because they messed me up. So we're going to...
Nice.
Give it to him.
Right on.
That's it.
All right. Adam.
Yeah. Base F Monday tomorrow. And then I am finally bringing back my daily show. And I've got some guests. This week I have Billboard Chris, who's going to come on and tell me about his adventures. Last time he was on the show was a couple years ago. And he's since had his arm broken by Antifa. He's been assaulted. He's been all different countries, yeah, just talking about all this stuff. Dude is awesome. He's just a freaking awesome dad getting out there. I've been talking to him about being a dad. Epic Mike is going to be on Wednesday. And then Steve Inman, who does a lot of awesome commentary on different wild videos. I fucking love videos.
Steve yeah. Inman. Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, he does he's great. Like the commentary videos. Yeah,
he was on my show a couple years ago.
Did you see the one with the two pigs in the bear he put up last night? That was fucking hilarious.
No, but I got to watch that.
You got to watch it. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, but he'll be on my show on Thursday. And then Friday, I'm going to have my first Friday night jams. I haven't had a jam session in a while where I actually play the guitar. I do actually play guitar. They're not just for looks. And I will jam out. It's going to be good. So check it out. Yeah.
Check it out.
People,
excellent goo.
Makeshift.com. We got plushies. 5 days left. I know we teased you guys last week that it was going to end on Friday, but it got extended. Yeah. And then
Do
you have that on there?
I do.
What is that?
They say that all good things must end.
Like Doctor Who, which I'm going to be watching the first episode with Donna. Part is over. Oh my God.
Oh, it's the whole song. Oh.
What is
it?
It's Willie Nelson's version. It's the end of a live version that won't get us copyright hit.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, on ZS channel 6 p.m. we're gonna go through Doctor Who.
Are we going on the air now? Yes. Oh my
God. Yeah, right. Great time to watch Doctor Who.
It's the good stuff, and I'm so excited for when we get to Matt Smith, because I mean I anticipate he's gonna be my favorite Doctor, just because I loved him in House of the Dragon. So yeah,
Matt Smith's got first 5 and 6 good seasons. Good seasons. I think people were critical at the time, but I think they will look back on them fondly now and go,
they were really Matt really Smith. Good.
The 5 and 6.
I remember that exploding. It was everywhere. Everybody was like, Matt Smith, Doctor Who, Doctor Who. It was like,
it
was really at its peak in the U.S.
It's when Moffat tried to really fuck with people and do the timey-wimey thing. He really played with time travel in more than anybody ever did. To where it got ridiculous, where he had the vortex manipulator and he was going back in time to get a mop and shit. Like it was crazy, but I loved it. I fucking loved it.
It wasn't my smoke detector, y'all.
Huh?
What was it?
Adam. No.
Wait, it's not me. What are you talking about? Dude, I don't have smoke detectors up here.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just watch bass app.
Part is so confused.
This has been an episode, y'all.
It's been an episode.
Bigfoot super chatted if you want to read it. I put in the private chat.
You can read it.
Oh, okay. People jokingly ask me, do bears really crap in the woods? Of course they do. Just don't ask me where I go. Otherwise, you'll never go swimming in the lake again. Hashtag big floaters. Thank you, Bigfoot, for $25.
Looks like the party is over. Are we going on the air now? Yes, the party is over.
Holy crap.
That got really loud.
Was it loud? It wasn't loud for me.
I just turned it up. I just turned it up.
It got really loud for me. Okay. Wow.
You just have weak ears.
It's the Swedish ears.
Or yours are just destroyed.
Oh, it was a lot of rock music. That is true.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
What?
I think. And the 16 kids.
Yeah, those are.
No, that's not hearing. That's the dad's ability to tune shit out.
Dude, you're going
to
learn that.
As soon as your wife gives birth, you will unlock a new power. And it is the power of tuning shit out.
For real.
It's wonderful, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My wife will be like asking me anymore. Questions and having a conversation, and then I'll be like, oh, are you talking to me? I'm sorry. I was way over here. You know?
I get lots of practice on Monday nights on a show called Base F Mondays.
Check it out. That's a lot of fun. It's a lot like this episode, really.
Yeah. Yeah. A hot mess. Whole lot of nothing.
Hey, Gary, what are you doing?
Oh, I just released a video. Square up tomorrow morning, and then tomorrow I will announce the changes for this show.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
You're announcing.
I'm announcing.
I'm so excited.
So you should subscribe. You should check the socials.
Subscribe.
You should do all that stuff.
The community section. It's going to be big.
Yep.
I'll give you. Are we in a submarine now?
Who needs to change their battery?
Who did that?
That's I think it's here. X-ray.
It's what? Good. No.
It's Adam.
It's definitely Adam.
Definitely Adam. I'll give you
how
a
good,
hint.
How good is this soundboard, though? That's pretty good.
It's got the acoustics, man.
Turn off the light.
Oh, God. No. I'm good. I'll stop. No.
That's
I'll
Zorbu
stop.
And Garrett.
So I'll give you a hint. We'll be able to speak more freely. We will be able to speak more freely.
I'm going to use okay. so many games.
We can get into conspiracies then.
We
Real
can.
Conspiracies.
We will be able to.
Yeah.
We will be able to go hard.
Oh, shit. Okay.
There we go. All
okay.
right. So,
so see you next Sunday.
See you later, travelers.
Nerderotic.com.
Welcome, travelers, to the fringes of reality, where the strange and mysterious meet, and the thin veil between fact and fiction is torn. Welcome to the Forbidden Frontier.